This is PFW in progress.
Any attack made by the rebels against this station would be a useless gesture.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
PFW in progress.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
With Fred Kirsch.
Will somebody get this big walking carpet out of my way?
Paul Perillo.
No. Stay and help you, I will.
Jedi Master, take it to him, I will.
But now,
let's eat.
Come.
And Andy. And Andy?
Everything's under control. Situation normal. Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
Andy Hart.
Let's get one thing straight. I take orders from just one person. Me.
Some guy named Tom.
We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
And you never know, Lori might stop by.
Who is she? She's beautiful.
PFW in progress.
Remember, the Force will be with you always.
Oh, I love the opening, Gary. Anything to do with Star Wars. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, it's PFW in progress. We are all here. Why? I feel like I have a hot mic. Do I sound loud to you?
No.
Am I good? All right. Anyway.
Your headphones turned up too high?
Well, I turned them down a little bit. I was a little hot. A little hot.
Well, plus you talk from all different areas, so sometimes you're loud, sometimes you're quiet.
Shut up. I didn't tell you to talk yet. All right. The group is all here. Paul just choked on a boneless buffalo wing. First things first, Chris Simonelli, once again, comes to the fore with food for us and much
you
appreciated.
You sucked that bone dry.
We came down expecting nothing, but...
And those are the best.
Yeah.
When you don't expect it and you come in and there's that odor de Papagino's.
That's great. So now you're sounding pompous.
Why?
Odor?
You just said to the fore. I expected the word
to
front
the
to come after it.
All right. Well,
I was waiting. I'm waiting.
It's Tuesday here, and Patriots OTAs have begun. I know that some guys are here working out.
Yes.
They'll never reveal the whole list.
God, no.
That's
Did you read the, who's it, what's it, Ross Tucker? He does a pretty good job. The former lineman who's writing for, is it SI.com he's doing?
OTI.
He did a whole thing, like five things about the off-season program, whatever, and one of them was, don't ever listen to the head coaches that rave about the participation in the off-season program, because they're making it up.
Sure. I mean, guys come in, it's sporadic, though.
He did talk about being here and saying here it was part of the culture and everybody does it, whereas other places he's been, you never see any of the starters or anybody come.
Right. Well, guys, Richard Seymour, we know, is here because he was cited. And I'm sure a lot of other people are here as well.
Is Brady here or is he getting the mail?
I don't know.
Hey, young lady.
I don't know.
Oh, by the way, my buddy lives in New York near that area.
Yeah.
And he said he was walking the dog when Brady came out to get the mail, and people just stand there waiting for him, and they were yelling out, Aaron boy.
Yeah, they're actually making fun of him now.
Oh, man.
Imagine that's having tough. The paparazzi
and,
mock you.
Some guy yelled out, does Giselle need her hair combed?
Wow.
Are you crying or laughing?
That's tough. Can't even go outside.
Like none of them would do the same thing if they were in his shoes.
They know where
Phil
he is.
Me.
They know where he is.
When they were yelling out, 18-1. That's got to be a tough place for him to be.
You're a liar.
I wouldn't. You know, I could find a normal hot girl in the world that would be begging to do whatever I wanted. Never mind me begging to do. Giselle is just
Don't
get me wrong. She's hot. But
pretty.
Brady can get anybody he wants.
Right, and he could get one that's equally as hot and willing to. Bend over backwards to do whatever he wants and not, you know, be a slave.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Yeah.
I'm also wicked.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
See?
Trying to have a serious conversation here about the quarterback and his girlfriend.
Mail delivery.
Woo-hoo. Everyone sucks but me.
I'm glad it's real serious about the quarterback and, you know, his girlfriend.
Well, that's all he does in the offseason.
Christian Simonelli has sent us an email. He says, Fred, how's that groomer working for you? Needless to say, that was an absolute classic last week. It's working very well, thank you.
Do you have stubble yet?
No.
Fred, I'm noticing
irritation.
The results. You look neater, cleaner.
I'm very pleased with my bare back. I know most of the time. I was thinking of you this weekend.
Well, that was pre,
Fred. I was thinking of you this weekend. I was shaving something. It wasn't my back.
Oh. And you were thinking of me?
No.
I was thinking I could use that groomer to get my back right now.
There you go.
The ball.
I'm not going to let you use it, though.
I don't want
to get your own.
Although I do need to borrow your chainsaw.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You, the ball, and the
hole. What do you got going on?
I'm going to take out a couple of trees.
Take a couple,
of people.
A couple people.
I got to carve some stuff up.
Sure. When you come over and get the elliptical, you can grab the chainsaw. It's a good one. It's an Echo.
All right.
Yeah. I'd expect nothing less.
I know most of the talk this offseason is focused on adding youth to the defensive backs and linebackers, and deservedly so. I personally think they desperately need a beast pass rusher and speed in the secondary. I wonder what you guys think about the offense, though. It's no secret that the offense slowed down the second half of the season. Teams had plenty of tape on them by week 10 or so and had good game plans against them. Add to that, aside from Maroney and Welker, the Pats really have no young, explosive player. The jury is still out on Chad Jackson. Ben Watson is what he is, occasionally a great player, but he disappears way too much at times. The wide receiver class seems pretty crappy this year, so I've read. However, is there anyone you guys see at either wide receiver or tight end that could fit on this team? That's from Chris, who sent us today's lunch.
Sure.
Wide receiver, tight end class.
Well, somebody sent an SBFW. Maybe they should get depth at receiver by getting either Kelly or Lima Swede. Well, that's not really depth at receiver. That's getting the best receivers in the draft. Yeah. So the kid Bennett we like, right, Tom, out of Vandy.
Earl Bennett.
We like the kid out of Louisville, Douglas, who went up a notch. Versatile. He held for PATs, I noticed, when I was watching the kicker from Louisville.
Yeah, he seems like a Patriot.
A Patriot player right there.
He's a Patriot kind
of
guy.
Those are some of the names we kind of hit on for mid or later round picks. Tight end.
Kellen Davis, the Michigan State guy.
Michigan State.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Cottom, the guy for
Is he a versatile guy for you, too?
Didn't he play a little D-end?
Yeah.
He played D-end, got a couple of sacks, played special
teams.
He's
a little pompous. I really like him.
I kind of like Cottom because he's kind of a replacement for Brady, the big guy who can block.
The tight end position is interesting, and we'll get into this. I think the guy from USC is by far the best.
Oh, yeah.
But I've seen him now neck and neck with the guy from A&M.
Martellus Bennett?
And I don't even see a close second to Davis.
No,
I don't know the guy from
Davis is the best I saw play college.
He looks like an NFL tight end.
Yeah,
like
but he's very gifted. What kind of production did he have at USC?
It was good.
Pretty good.
I mean, really? Was he a big part of their offense?
Yeah, he was a real big part. Okay. Especially this year with the receivers being young.
Right, they've been dumping the ball off.
Yeah, they've lost a lot of wide receivers over the last couple of years with Smith and Jarrett and, you know, going back a little further with Mike Williams. They've had a lot of good NFL caliber. Kerry Colbert, another one. So the tight end had I think they had an inexperience at that position this year, and the tight end stepped up. But Tom's right. He was a big I know in the Rose Bowl against Illinois, he was their go-to guy anyway.
You know what I think it is, Andy? I noticed that it was ironic that he was at the top of the list when we were at the combine, but I think he was the shortest in height among all of them. So maybe now people are falling in love with these guys who are, you know, these former basketball players who are converted into tight end.
I was just going on the tape. Watch it. He was by far the best. He had great hands. He could make plays.
Like
I don't think he's a freakish athlete,
right,
but a good enough athlete to make plays in the NFL. And then some of the other guys I just didn't even think were really complete tight ends.
Yeah, I fell back on the Charlie Casserly thing that he talked about a couple years ago, you know, when there was didn't seem to be a lot of good young tight ends, and he kept saying they're all playing basketball.
Right.
And, you know, Gates was before – this is before Gates exploded – and, you know, you look at him, the kid Davis from Michigan State certainly has that athletic kind of game to, you know, in his resume. So I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think a lot of those tight ends, you know, the 6'6", really athletic, lean, angular kind of, you know, players, and whether or not they block well enough to augment their ability to catch the ball and make plays is the big key, right, I would think, for the NFL level.
And have you noticed, by the way, talking about height, that the ceiling keeps going up at tackle and tight end? We keep seeing these guys. They, you know, it used to be like 6'4 was big, 6'5 was 6. Now there's like 6'7, 6'8. So it's like we're pushing the 7-foot barrier.
You need to get that 8.5-foot tall guy from the Ukraine. Did you see that the other day? Tallest man in the world. He has some disease where he just keeps on growing.
All these,
like
all these weirdos are always from like the Ukraine.
It's from.
Is that the guy that had to reach down the shark's mouth or something?
That's a different guy.
Oh.
That guy was only like 7 foot nine. This guy's 8'5" now.
Short guy.
8'5".
He goes 8'5".
Wow.
He's pretty big now.
All right. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. It's webradio@patriots.com. Phone number is 508-543-7482.
For the 757th millionth straight show, he has to look at the number.
That's all right. Just to make sure.
Force a habit, Freddie. Force
never
a habit.
Changed.
I don't want to give out the wrong number, and all of a sudden Ken Flanders' email box or voicemail box is flooded.
That's what we should, is just give out his number.
Hi, you've reached the desk of Ken Flanders at Gillette Stadium.
That's all you get.
Flanders is the only useless person here.
Thursday we talked about Sirius Radio a little bit. We had a lot of emailers email in over the weekend saying how much they love Sirius.
Oh, and they passed
Congress,
it.
Congress got it done. Yep.
Well, one phase of it.
The Justice Department.
Yeah, the FCC still has to approve it, but the Justice Department approved the merger. So
right.
It's one step that they closer that they yeah. have.
What is this going to do for the public now, Freddie?
A new partner to the NFL well, is Sirius. I think you
makes
know,
it better.
If you're an existing subscriber, you won't see much of a difference, except that you'll have more choices.
Like you can get all the sports now because they're
yeah.
split now, NASCAR,
right.
baseball, football.
Right. But now if you're a new user, you'll probably see a consolidation in the number of devices that are out in the market. They'll probably come out with new devices that, you know, because you don't need both. And right. I think that the subscription offers will be different. I think they're going to go with an all-you-can-eat option, and then they'll probably have some a la carte options. So it actually give more options to people. It won't make it cheaper. I don't think it's going to make it cheaper.
But no, I would think it probably will go the other way.
Maybe a little bit, but they're claiming that it won't.
If you're giving them more, I would think it would be more expensive.
Well, you know, that's the argument against the merger is now they're the only satellite player in town in that they'll be able to set the price, but they're saying that they won't do that.
Right.
And I saw the quote from the guy at the Justice Department. He considered them in competition with MP3s and iPods and all. You know, it wasn't just satellite radio. He sees the competition coming from all of your listening.
Right, it's another option.
So. Did you see that iTunes might change their business model?
I did.
Did we
see
talk
that.
About that?
Well, it's
I don't like it.
It's an addition to what they're thinking of doing is if you buy an iPhone.
Who brought him?
If you buy an iPhone and pay a little bit extra, you can have unlimited access to the complete iTunes library. So you can.
Oh,
play
what I saw was they're getting rid of the 99-cent fee. That it's either going to be. A one-time lump sum payment, or they might go to subscription, or they might do both. Like you said, like I think the phone would be the lump sum, and then the actual iPods would be a subscription-based format.
I don't care.
I don't like it.
Whatever.
I don't either.
I like the 99 cents. I just go.
Exactly.
I click download 99 cents.
Dollar for a song, or
if they change it, I'll do it, and I won't notice the difference in a month.
But you know where they're tricky? You know where they screw you? The 99 cents. Because you buy a $15 gift card.
Yeah,
there's pennies left right. over. It's like that Office Space thing. They're making pennies on every gosh darn gift card out there.
But it carries over when you get
yeah,
the
but if
card.
You only use one.
You're only using one gift card in your life?
I've had my yep. account because I bought somebody gave me like a $50 gift card, so I downloaded everything I wanted. So for the longest time, I've had like
but Andy's right. At
50
the end,
cents in
at
my
the
account.
At the end of time, they'll make out.
Right.
Right. They're going to be a penny up.
Now, but there's
a
billion. There's billions of people with like 3 cents
now,
in their
keep
account.
In mind,
you have
now,
to buy
this,
16 songs.
This iTunes library now includes Sir Mix-a-Lot. So they've added Sir Mix-a-Lot. You can download Posse on Broadway.
Do they
you know,
keep adding stuff?
You got. Yeah. Because
they didn't have that Butthole yep. Surfer song I liked.
Oh, that's a no. You know what? They didn't. That's I love that song.
I thought I was going to get Andy, made fun of for liking the
say,
Butthole Surfer and Fred Watson.
Things you didn't expect yeah. to hear. Andy talking about Butthole Surfer and Fred saying, yeah, that's right, I try to get that.
No, they
I
have that one song
say,
that's amazing.
Butthole.
What? Where were you last night or what I did, something like that. It, you know,
no,
it's really fast.
Not even close.
Gary, what's the song? Butthole Surfer.
It's not what you're talking about. It's about, I can't think of it.
While you're thinking, a little Patriots news to fill people in. People know that they signed Fernando Bryant. I think that was since the last time we had a show.
Well,
it actually
was,
happened on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got the
that's,
confirmation
that's right.
after
you're
the
right,
show.
You're right, right.
One of the
breaking news.
One of our loyal listeners reported it.
Seems to be a perfect
right here
fit
on
for the
show.
Team. one of these guys.
For the 7 millionth straight time, the signing is a perfect fit for the Patriots.
One of these guys that I think
like that
once
signing.
He gets into this system will flourish.
You know, my concern about him is just what Andy talked about last week. Detroit, by all indications, didn't get rid of him because of his play or his money. It was more worried about his health. So that's my concern about him. But
off injured.
When they released him about, what, about a month ago maybe they released him?
Right before the start
of
March
1. We all talked about it immediately. He's a 8-9 year veteran. Makes a lot of sense. Seems like the perfect guy that Bill would normally sign. We thought it made a lot of sense at the time. They signed him.
Right.
And rumors are, according to a league source and Mike Reese, that the Patriots are not interested in Pac-Man Jones.
Nor should they be.
Well, you know, I'm thinking.
Here we go. Here we go.
Wait a minute.
But you know what I like about this? You know, we you had mentioned we were talking about Sirius and about talk radio the last couple of shows. It's funny how all of a sudden it got out there that the Patriots might have some interest in Pac-Man Jones. And, Fred, to your credit, you have said that's not exactly the kind of guy that I like to be around. But all of a sudden, EEI,
the fraud show,
the local guys in the afternoon, there's one guy on that show who doesn't want any part of Pac-Man Jones,
right.
Pete Shepard.
Right.
And they're absolutely killing him for a whole week now.
Yeah.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
The other guys just immediately jumped right on board. Oh, if Bill's interested in him, we'll take him. We don't care what he's like and blah, blah, blah,
Here's
blah, blah.
The problem with it's Pac-Man amazing. Jones is that he has shown no remorse. He just right. doesn't get it.
He hasn't shown it's anything
like
that makes you think
apologize,
he's right.
and wants to move on. He just doesn't seem to get it.
Just doesn't exactly. get it,
yeah,
and he never will.
I agree with you guys there. And one of the things, they keep saying there's no risk here. It's like Randy Moss. They're saying that there's low risk and high reward. And I disagree with that. I think there's a huge risk because even if you don't give him any, he's not making any money. He's on his rookie contract. The Titans are going to be picking up all his, they paid all the bonus.
Yeah.
So base salaries for rookies aren't all that high. So there is no real financial risk. But the risk to me is you bring him in, he performs well in training camp. Now he becomes your starting cornerback. In the middle of September, he goes making it rain somewhere down
right.
in Rhode Island.
Right.
You count on him.
And then all of a sudden, you've counted on him to be a key member of your secondary, and he's suspended. That's a huge risk to me.
Yep.
It's not financial. It's not cap.
Right.
It's all of a sudden, he ingratiates himself to your team, and then he doesn't work out.
Really? And you know, I think, Paul, that's a more realistic way of looking at it than, you know, someone like, you know, myself or who said, well, I don't want him mixing with the good guys. I mean, you know, there's all guys of all kinds of types on all teams. You know, that's not as important as what
that's
you
not
say.
As big a risk to me because
yeah.
of the strength of the locker
right,
room.
Right, exactly.
I don't worry that Rodney Harrison and Tom Brady and Teddy Bruschi and Mike Vrabel and all the rest of the guys are going to all of a sudden
right.
be influenced
right, exactly.
by this young, about, young guy.
Like, who's an idiot on his own time.
What
right.
about Ellis Hobbs, though? Like, say well, someone like that. Like,
I don't worry about him either.
But, you know, here's what I was thinking. You know, typical me, and I'll admit it, as soon as they, you know, and – you know, the Patriots never did say they were interested. This is all made up, you know, because his agent said.
Well, it certainly seems like the agent is trying to drum
right.
up interest.
We don't know if it's made up, though.
Well, his agent said that he'd love to play here. The Patriots have never said.
But also,
but there
see,
was an original report
that,
a long
yes,
time ago that they were interested.
Eric actually linked it on one of the morning blitzes for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, the Tennessean had a report that there were about a half a dozen teams who had expressed some level of interest.
And the Patriots were one of them.
And as we said at the time, they could have just called the commissioner and said, when is he going to be reinstated?
Right.
And that's interest. That's showing
that
some
also,
degree of interest.
The Tennessean may also have spoken to the agent.
You know,
and the
knows?
Agent said, yeah, we'd love to go to the Patriots. And they included the Patriots as
right.
one of the teams.
In any event,
it could have been as innocent as that.
In any event, as soon as it started heating up late last week and over the weekend, I'm thinking, okay, I got to prepare myself for it. If in the eventuality that this guy comes here. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, under what scenario would I be willing to stomach this? And I was thinking to myself, the only way I would accept this at all is on day one, if he stands up in front of a microphone and says, look, I understand what I've done in the past is wrong. I admit it. I'm willing to move on. The Patriots are giving me a chance for that. I appreciate it. They've made it very clear to me that it's zero tolerance, one strike, and I'm out, and I accept that. But from this point on, I'm here to help this team win. That would be good. But, Paul, what you say still comes into factor.
Yeah, I mean,
Let's say
it could
does,
work.
Even
yeah.
if he does all that, what happens if he transgresses in the middle of the season and you've come to rely on him in that position?
That would be my fear.
That's a big fear because
– and it's not even like you'd have the choice. If he does something, it's not like Bill would say, well, geez, I really need him now. I can't cut him. The
Roger
NFL's
Goodell, line
take care
one.
Of that. He's yeah. going to get suspended again.
And it's a real possibility because even if he did what you said – and he might even believe it at the time.
Right.
He's shown that
right.
maturity and decision-making and all those things, and that can change between an April press conference and, a Saturday night in November when, you know, some friend calls and you want to do this and the Foxy
he's
lady.
He's shown me no maturity.
He's done nothing.
If he said that, it would just be words to me.
Right.
That's the right word, too, maturity, I think, that Tom uses. And, you know, I was pretty critical of Corey Dillon way back in 04. But this, to me, pales in, Corey pales in comparison to Pac-Man for one reason. Dylan's rap sheet was serious, long and serious, but it was well removed from the present day. When they picked him up in 2004, he had very little criminal activity that had taken place in the recent past.
Yep.
This guy, as recently as the day before he was suspended, was still out in these clubs after promising.
Yes,
he blatantly lied to the commissioner, and the commissioner set him up.
Right.
He had him followed the night before, and he knew exactly what he had done.
Right.
And he lied right to them, which is probably why he's still suspended at this time.
Right.
I
mean, to me, that's, you know, when you're lying about
this,
it
just happened last year. It's within a year. Yeah. So to me, that's where the and again, I was pretty critical of Corey Dillon. This to me is much worse than Corey Dillon.
You know, but I think about that game that Patriots played a couple years ago in Tennessee, that last game.
And he had that punt return for a touchdown. He's an electrifying returner.
I mean, to the point where they stopped kicking to him.
Yeah, he's
game.
I mean, matter of fact, I don't think Sauerbrunn was supposed to kick that one to him because Bill blistered him.
Yeah.
Remember that one, Andy? When he went to the sideline, Bill was not happy with Sauerbrunn.
He's an incredible talent, and it's a darn shame. And maybe, you know, he has come as close as you can get because of your own off-field behavior to not ever playing football again. Maybe he realizes that now, that he can lose this thing. So
it's possible.
Tom, I thought it was interesting that the reports that the Cowboys had taken him off their draft board when he came out. That came out this weekend, and I thought that because they're considered the most interesting.
Yeah, but you know who was there then?
Parcells.
Wasn't Parcells there when he came out?
Probably.
Well, that's the difference. Now Parcells isn't there, so now he's back on the draft board.
That could be true.
Real quick, I just saw this. I don't know if anyone else has seen it. Do you see Sean Casey? He got a stiff neck because of the 18-hour flight, so he's going to miss the first two games of the season. See, Fred, you want to bring those guys to China? That's what happens, baby. They got guys with stiff necks, and now they're missing time.
Leave it to strippers to find the song I was thinking of from the Butthole Surfers. Who Was in My Room Last Night? That is the song I was thinking
of. How does it go?
Unbelievable
song. See, that's not the song I like.
I say it.
No, but this is their first song. This is their first hit. Years
Gary,
ago.
Gary, why don't you
Gary,
try to get
you
got to
find you got to he's on it. He's on it. Excellent song.
Gary probably has it in his iTunes. You can't get a song by that guy.
So
mine is I Don't Mind the Sun Sometimes, the images it brings. And it talks about like a high school football player and giving girl AIDS and
oh boy.
Gary, can you find that song?
Well, find mine first.
No, find mine first.
Gary, I think I'm also going to need a set of headphones.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Any other Patriots news before we get into emails and all that stuff?
Is this it, Fred?
I think so.
Yeah, this is it.
I can't hear it, and I've never heard it before, and I guess I never will.
Sounds like my kind of music, but
where are we going here?
Where's the chorus?
Quiet.
So how long are we going here?
I like this song.
It's not bad.
Oh,
I like that song. What's the name of it?
It's, I don't know, something in my room last night, but there's a guitar riff in the middle of it.
Who
That's
was in
awesome.
My room last night?
Gary, you got to keep playing it. There's a guitar riff in the middle.
It was Fred Zeppelin again.
Let us know when the riff comes.
Right here.
Fred's air guitar.
Don't make
You're
it.
You're talking over it.
You want us to bring Kyle down? You guys can smoke a joint and enjoy it.
It's 420.
I'm going to download this tonight, Fred.
Gary, can you find mine?
Which one?
I don't know. Butthole Surfers and...
About a guy giving a girl AIDS in high school. You got that one?
I don't mind the sun sometimes.
It's a good little ditty.
The images it brings. And then some more stuff.
Strippers also has breaking news. Foxy Lady just offered to pick up half of Pac-Man's contract.
Heard that on the line last week.
They'll make that back pretty quick. All right. Anything else, fellas?
Nah.
OTAs? Nothing?
Nothing.
What do you think about the 49ers being nabbed for tampering?
I think Mike Nolan should be fired. They should be clean house.
They're the first ones to ever get in trouble for it. To have been that blatantly bad at tampering to get forfeit. Well, according to Mike, and not get
the player, by the way.
According to Mike Florio,
they
though.
Forfeit and then they switched draft picks in another round.
According to Mike Florio, the whole finding was based on two phone calls to the Bears, and they were talking to Drew Rosenhaus, who also has Frank Gore as his client and many other 49ers, and Rosenhaus never testified. And the 49ers deny that the reason they called Rosenhaus was about Briggs. So, you know, Florio thinks it's ridiculous. However, if that's the level of evidence you need, everybody should be.
Maybe Goodell's making an example again.
But I think, you know, Goodell's painting himself.
Sounds like there's a little of that.
But he's painting himself in a corner.
I'm not a big fan of the whole tampering.
Because
there's
probably
thing anyway.
Phone. Now, anytime a team wants to accuse another team of doing it, all you need is a couple phone calls to an agent that might have a guy who you think is being tampered with, and that's the level of evidence that the 49ers got stuck with. So the precedent has been set now, and I think Goodell is painting himself in a corner.
Seems to be what he does.
I just think it's foolish that, you know, you can't just even inquire. You know, you're not signing any deals at this point. You're just saying, hey, you know.
I know, but you can't do it. It's the rule.
I know it's a rule, but it's just, it seems like a silly rule.
Well, I mean,
I think
there's
the 49ers
a lot. There's a certain
the
head coach of the New England Patriots who would say there's a lot of silly rules that made up by those geniuses in Park Avenue.
And he would say geniuses.
That's exactly what he would say, and that's part of the reason why he gets as much trouble as he does.
Hey, Gary, you find my song yet?
Strippers, do me a favor. Check out what happened to Kenneth Davis, the backup running back for Buffalo. That guy just fell off the face of the earth. Like, he was playing 1 year, and then he just disappeared. Remember we were talking about that before, Paul?
I remember Sports Illustrated wrote a story about him as he was coming out. It was, like, shortly after he came out. He went to TCU, I believe. And he said he was one of the few guys in college that had to take a pay cut to play in the NFL.
He said that?
No, it was just Sports Illustrated story said it.
Funny. Yeah, strippers, get on that. He played for Buffalo, and then all of a sudden he was gone.
Well, one thing at a time for stripper, he found Andy's song. It's Pepper.
Pepper, Gary, play it.
One thing at a time for strippers. He's already got the Kenneth Davis info.
I do picture him with, like, multiple laptops and punching screens.
First of all, you're hitting keys. I'm sure he has that, like, voice-activated software
that my
wife bought me, like, 2 years ago, and I still haven't downloaded.
Knowing strippers, every one of his keys are like little breasts, you know?
Boo.
That's all you played?
Play a little more.
You
I don't
screwed
know what
me.
Song it is.
Is that it? Is that it?
That's definitely it.
That's it.
Yeah, I love this.
Oh, I like this song.
So is this on iTunes now?
Yeah, I like Butthole Surfers. Didn't even know it.
Never heard of it.
I didn't know it was a group. But, you know, working out, that other one, it's a great song to work out. Or if you're
driving. When
you're
going to try it.
When you're driving, it's a great driving song. You know? I used to, like, when I had the Jeep, take the top off, you crank that song.
Chorus.
Going down.
I told you.
That's my new favorite band, Butthole Surfers.
Butthole Surfers.
Are they
Today
still around?
Urban Dictionary word of the day.
Butthole Surfer. That's what Eric does in his free time.
It's not 1:30 yet.
Now, you know.
Oh, that's right. That was just a premature one.
All right. Webradio at Patriots.com. It's 12:30. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Gary, what?
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sack Attack sausages, First Down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sack Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go Pats! Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
Freddie took a trip over to Bass Pro to meet loyal listener Doug from Blackstone. Let's listen in.
Hey Gary, Fred, you have any idea what Doug looks like?
That's a trip to Bass Pro with Fred Kirsch.
Oh, that's good. No, Doug, and actually, here's Doug's email. Doug, I was there.
You never even met him?
You guys
him?
Never no. hooked up?
Here's Doug's email. Fred, I went to Bass Pro last Friday, tried the wings. I think I might have, I've got a bad batch. I mean, they were okay, but not the way you described them. They weren't crispy or meaty, and the hot sauce could be used for cleaning contact lenses with no fear of irritating your eyes. I'll try them again next time I'm here. Maybe they'll be better. I did, however, see Matt Light there again, and he was talking about his involvement with kids and getting them into hunting and fishing. If I'm not mistaken, he said he was going to have his own TV show based on that. I assume Bass Pro will be sponsoring it. Do you know anything about it?
No, I haven't heard. Should look into this.
I don't know about the TV show, but I know about the camp that he's doing out in Montana.
Oh, okay.
For kids, it's on.
Seems
there.
Like a good idea. You know, I don't think enough kids have guns,
guns
in their
and
hands.
Knives.
You know, if you teach them how to use them correctly at an early age,
then they can hit their target first try.
If you teach them how to kill an animal, someday they'll get bored of that and want to kill a human.
I would have asked him, but he was on his own time, so I didn't want to bug him. Plus, the thoughts of saying congratulations on a great season might not have been a good idea.
After his last game.
I was looking at guns and saw a black powder gun that caught my eye, but I didn't want to spend $400 on it. On my way home, I stopped for a soda and bought a $5 scratch ticket. I hit it for $500 and returned to buy the gun. The wings got me out of the house, so when I buy lunch the Tuesday before the draft, I'll have them throw in a few extra meatballs for you.
That's what Fred needs. God bless your meatballs. Yeah.
Doug, I was there. I had the Patriots United.
I swear
to God.
He did go over.
I was there.
That's why I was surprised that you didn't meet him.
I was there from 12:15 to 1:15.
Hey, Gary, Fred, you have any idea what Doug looks like?
That was me calling from Bass Pro.
Now,
that's a perfect Fred phone call,
Were you supposed to meet him at an exact spot in the store?
No, in the restaurant.
He knows what you look like, doesn't he?
I thought so. I sat at the end of the bar, and I looked around the whole time.
And you had a Patriots United.
I even went up to one guy.
I wonder why you spent so much time over there.
I even went up to a guy and said, Doug? And he said, no. So
That's classic.
I don't know. Hey, Chris on the Bronx is on the phone.
Chris on the Bronx.
Chris, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Fred?
Good.
I just wanted to call, and I haven't really been following any of the draft stuff, so I wanted to ask a few questions about some guys who did pretty well at the Combine, if you don't mind.
Well, you've come to the right place.
First off, I was interested in Jonathan Goff from Vandy. I was wondering if anybody got a chance to talk to him or anything has been updated since the Combine, because he seems to do really well there.
But he did have a very good Combine. Unfortunately, Eric spoke with him, and he just walked out the door.
So I was asking, did you talk
to him? But the questions on him are about his athleticism, and people don't think he's, quote, a three-down linebacker.
He's a definite run thumper.
Yeah. Right. Well, you see, that's what I don't...
Watching him on tape, I would kind of agree with that assessment. Yeah. And I like this kid a lot
down,
because...
I mean, how many three-down linebackers in the 3-4 inside are there now? And how many of them can you get not in the first 11 picks?
Well, Andy,
the
that's why when I wrote the story on the linebackers, I said he may be more valuable here than to another team because Bill will take a guy like that, use him for what he's good at, and move
no offense, but Teddy Bruschi and Junior Seau aren't three-down linebackers.
And he's
right
fairly
now.
Athletic. It's not like he is some dinosaur from the 1960s that wouldn't be able to compete athletically. He was a kid who was a highly productive running back in high school at St. John's Prep, which is a high level of football in Massachusetts. I know it's Massachusetts, and that's it's
also,
not Texas or California,
ranked, though,
Florida,
often,
but the prep is pretty good. And, you know, obviously he has an aptitude for the game because Vanderbilt is one of the better schools at the Division 1A level of football. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe there's a spot for him somewhere. I like him, but most of that is personal from the story that I know of him growing up and playing up on the North Shore, which is near where I live.
I think he's a real possibility because he's not highly rated. He's going to be third-round pick, late second. I mean, I think he's a possibility.
If you ask us to rank the chances of linebackers coming here, I would put him in the top two or three.
Okay, Chris?
How about Marcus Howard out of Georgia? Because he looks like he's, I think he's the fastest linebacker there, but I don't know if he's...
He's not playing here. He's a Indianapolis Colt type of player. He's small, he's fast, he rushes the passer off the edge. He's not a fit for the 3-4 scheme. He's more one of those safe, he looks like a safety playing linebacker in college. He just wouldn't be a good fit here. He's got to be running around in space.
Okay, and the last guy I was looking at, and he might want to take a urine test, is Trevor Scott out of Buffalo. He's a defensive end. I think he's the fastest suddenly. All of a sudden, he was a tight end for 3 years at Buffalo and decided to switch to defensive end. He's like, I think he rated as highly as anybody at the combine. He wasn't even at the combine.
No, I was going to say, he wasn't at the combine.
He's got, if you look at NFL draft scout, he's got amazing numbers.
Well, we'll have to look into him more because we don't have tape or anything on him, so I really don't know much about him.
Yeah, he's right now he's ranked as maybe a sixth round guy, and just in terms of his numbers from his pro day, he looks like, who knows how.
We'll have to. I'll check him out in our labs.
Yeah, I have this theory about USC guys. I say draft them. I have a different theory for Buffalo guys. Don't draft them.
Really? The Buffalos? Really?
Yeah, they're like the worst team.
The worst team in 1A?
They made a couple strides last year, but they're pretty bad.
Is that really their mascot? Are they the Buffalo Buffaloes?
No, they're the Bulls.
Oh, okay.
The Buffalo Bulls?
Okay.
Fred not happy.
No, I don't like it. Fred not a
don't like
thumbs
it.
Down.
Too
two
close
thumbs
to the
down.
Bulls. Would you prefer the Buffalo Buffaloes?
No, you should
buy
something else.
I would
some non-animal.
I thought they were the Bison.
That's a minor league baseball team, isn't it?
Yeah,
Buffalo Bison.
Bisons, yeah. Anything? Any other ones, Chris?
No, that was it. But the only thing I wanted to add was, in terms of Pac-Man, you have to remember that he bit a police officer. So I think that says everything you need to know about him.
Right. The guy's a scumbag.
I mean,
there's no
way,
to get around it, whether he signs here or not.
I mean, anybody can get in a shootout in a strip club, but when you fight a police officer.
Oh, I've been in one of those.
That's all the other thing. He's not even
Chris,
a likable
guy. Thanks for the call.
Guy.
We appreciate it. Chris from the Bronx.
Like, if he was a badass getting into, like, a brawl, I mean, he's like.
But
sleazy biting cops
and
strippers and beating up on women. And
here's the thing with Pac-Man too. You got to remember, and this is why I don't think that he can go up in front and say anything. Fed wants to try and defend him if he comes here. But he had problems in high school. He went to West Virginia. You know how hard you have to look to find trouble in West Virginia. Yet he found it. He was almost kicked off the football team. And one of the reasons why he came in the draft was because he had so many problems at West Virginia. So this isn't like he got to the NFL and got some money.
Right.
He's always been a scumbag. Ever since he was in high school. So that's the problem I have with him. I don't see him changing at all.
Okay. Well, hopefully we won't have to worry about that on this team.
I don't think so.
I don't.
I'm 99.9% sure that they wouldn't sign him.
I was very surprised to hear about any interest in the first place. So I would tend to
but
go with
But I think you guys hit it
about,
on the head
yeah.
about the they're just doing like their work, and now it got blown out because the Patriots are one of the teams.
Check it out.
But I think you're right. That's what they did.
Let's see. Let's get to some emails. Forrest in Tennessee writes, he wants to know who the Pats used their franchise tag on. Well, they didn't.
Nobody.
They didn't use it this year.
You don't have to use it.
And he wants to know what we think of Chad Henne. Could he be a Patriots backup?
That's all I have to say about that.
I'll try not to pick on Eric.
I wasn't a big fan of Henny.
He could be a backup. I know that. I don't know about a starter.
There are some better guys out there, I think, that might fit in the system.
The only thing I'll say for Henny, I mean, the guy played 4 years at Michigan.
He never
impressed me at all. The only thing I'll say for him are two things. One, he has a strong arm. Everybody knows that. And two, Michigan is such a poorly coached team that sometimes their players come to the NFL, and if they get with the right people, the right system, they end up being better than advertised. So maybe if he goes to the right spot, he looks at his receivers, just one receiver all the time. He's got a lot of bad habits that he's developed.
And he had great receivers, too, at the college level.
Yep.
All right. Bill Berry writes in. He says, building number 19 has 80 count wipes for 89 cents. They're in a resealable plastic bag and are good enough to smear with crap and flush. Seriously, they are okay. So he's giving us a heads up on where to get some wipes.
Where the hell did
that
come from?
It's like Kramer, remember when he had the condoms? You know, they're probably...
Anyway, he says...
Kramer bought condoms at Building 19?
He had like... he had a bulk rate or something.
Bulk rate
like
of
that.
Condoms.
And they didn't work.
There's some things I don't buy in bulk or at
George's
discount
didn't work.
Retailers.
Right.
Condoms would be one
well,
of them.
George... Jerry took one out, and he said, it looks like it came out of a cereal box. do you think Spector will bring up the Walsh thing during the draft?
Well,
do
you
think this thing
there,
will come up again via Spector during the draft?
Nah.
No?
Unless he makes a deal with the league, which has been rumored for the last 3 weeks now.
Yeah,
but...
I know.
Yeah, didn't this happen like 6 months ago?
Right?
I mean,
see, I think right now the league is at fault more than anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, why 2 or 3 weeks ago would the league come out and say, we're very close to a deal with Matt Walsh? Why, you know, like Bill always says, I've seen him close and then they fall apart. And, you know, I've seen it where it doesn't look like you're having any talks at all and all of a sudden the deal is done. If you're Greg Aiello,
right,
don't announce anything until there's something to announce.
Yep.
And I think that's why it stays, you know, in the mainstream media.
Also, who would the Bengals have to fall in love with to trade their number one in Chad Johnson for the number seven? Chad will not be expensive in terms of trade value because he's disgruntled.
Yeah, you think
oh,
so?
Okay.
So you want to trade?
So a 1,500-yard receiver would not be, you know, worthy of anything because he's disgruntled.
You know what the Patriots fans should do? They should get together and make their draft value chart because they got us trade in a first rounder and Chad Johnson for the seventh pick.
Well, they'd have two. They'd have a coming value and a going value, and they'd be very different.
Well, I mean, seriously, the guy is disgruntled, and it may eventually turn out that Cincinnati has to get rid of him because he might just cause so much trouble that they have to get rid of him, but. There's no way you're just going to give him away.
No.
You can't. You can't. I mean, this guy is still one of the, five best receivers in football. You can't just give away commodities.
You're doing it
because
they squawk. To your fans.
Absolutely.
You
and the rest of your team.
Yeah.
A number one pick and a premier wide receiver for a number one pick? I don't think so.
Let's see. Robert is in Brisbane, Australia. He says, is this the end of the Patriots run? No. Thanks for staying
on
the air 2 days a week. As painful as it probably has been for you guys, especially now that there doesn't seem to be any news about the Patriots. I just wanted to throw out my 2 cents about the so-called demise of the Patriots and the end of their run at Super Bowls. I don't think it's over just yet. I think the Giants are a testament to just how a crap team can be and still win it all. A couple of quick hits. Giants' average points per game were 23. Average points allowed per game were 22, a negative 9 turnover ratio, and before the last game against the Pats, Manning had 19 touchdowns and 19 interceptions. So for all those people who think that last year was it for the Pats, let's just take a reality check.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The officially worst team to ever win a Super Bowl,
beat
according to statistics,
is still the Baltimore
beat perhaps
Ravens
one of the greatest teams of all time last Super Bowl. The only thing that concerns me is the mental state of the players and Brady's inflammation in his arm that seems to bother him later in the year. I think Elway is the best example of how older quarterbacks can still win, but Brady will need a very good running game to complement him in the rest of his arm for the playoffs.
Who's saying that the Patriots are done?
No one.
I heard a couple callers.
Vegas has them as the favorite to win the Super Bowl.
Callers, Fred? Is that what you said? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
and
a couple.
But you know, and even I'm going to even defend callers because I think there's some emotion to that coming off such a devastating. And that was a devastating loss. You know, you're 18-0. You're 30 seconds away from perfection and history, and then to have the carpet ripped out from under your feet, it was tough. I mean, Fred, we were just sitting there stunned.
Oh.
We didn't move for 5 minutes in the press box, and we worked there. Imagine what it was like if you're, like, really emotionally, you know, at home and hanging on every play. I mean, I think that you can say something that you don't necessarily – I don't think anybody rationally thinks the Patriots
are
done.
You know, there are a lot of meaning of the email.
What's that?
I didn't get the point of the email.
Well,
his whole point, he's trying to paint people out to think that the Patriots are done, that people are
saying
Patriots
haven't even heard that many emotional callers
I haven't
say
either.
They're done.
That's why I agree with Andy.
I think what he's saying is that anyone can win any year, and when you have a team like the Patriots, they have even
a better
Well,
let me ask you something, you know, in regards to that. And I agree that the Giants are an unimpressive Super Bowl team, and if you're going to count off how many Super Bowls we have, 42? I mean, they're probably somewhere between 37 and 42 when it comes to the worst Super Bowl champs. Maybe they're 42. You know, I don't know. But anybody say anything about the 2001 Patriots? Did anybody say after that one, you know, anybody can win it?
Well, they
No, it was transcendental. It was a great story. It was an unbelievable team effort.
They shut
down the Rams. No one thought they could do it. Literally, that time, no one really thought they could do it, and they did it. I wouldn't sit there and take everything away
from the
Patriots. I think that's disrespectful.
I think naturally the Patriots had to do it again to show that the franchise had
come back. Of course they did, but that doesn't take away from that particular season.
Not.
They weren't really the best team in football. Much like the Giants weren't the best team in football last year.
Nine road games, 10 road games in a row that they won. That's amazingly impressive.
They could say a lot of the things that we said in defense of the 2001 Patriots is my point.
Sure.
I don't necessarily think the 2001 Patriots were the best team in football. I know the Giants weren't the best team in football this past year.
And, you know, I think there are a lot of people out there that don't like the Patriots that look at this and are willing to say right now, it's over. You know, they want that to happen. But you still got Brady. You still got
Belichick. Here's the thing.
You still got
Fred,
the talent. It's not over.
If I was a Patriot fan, the thing I would look at and be most concerned is not just the Super Bowl. They didn't play well down the stretch last year at all. You know what I mean? Like any of those games, they didn't play their best football.
To their capability.
Yes. Now, is that the thing that lags over into this year?
You know what I mean?
Like,
but even if they don't play well, they're still going to be contending for a division title in the playoffs.
Right.
So I just don't get the whole theory of the email that
but
everyone's saying they're done.
No, I'm not saying they're done. But
that was the point of the email. They're done. Everyone's saying they're done, and they're not.
Let me ask you this question. How long has it been since they won a Super Bowl? Since I've been here, right?
04.
Okay. Say they contend again this year and don't win a Super Bowl. Is it enough for this team that is so the fans are so used to winning it all now? Is it enough to just be in the ballpark?
No, it's not. That's
well,
not
what do you mean by it's not? Yeah. Oh, I'm going to stop watching. They didn't win the Super
Bowl,
and I'm out.
I'm just saying it's disappointing no matter what.
It's
pretty tough to win Super Bowls.
I mean, if the Jets had got to
spoiled.
The AFC Championship this year, I think the fans would be eager for the next year.
Right.
Wow, we got, you know, this is great.
But I think Bill's point in how he tried to put the team together was to be in contention, legitimate contention,
every year. Yeah.
And he succeeded.
Yeah.
That's what he's done. Now, he won three, and he is falling short for the last three. But I think his goal is to always put his team in a position for not only short-term success, but long-term success. And you can't argue with it. It worked. He's done it to perfection.
Webradio at Patriots.com. Colin from, I don't know where he is from. Oh, Connecticut. He says he thinks the Fernando Bryant deal is great. I think he has the ability to be a starting corner over Hobbs in the defense this year, and I think the Capers could coach him up with his secondary knowledge and possibly turn him into a great corner.
Huh?
Here's my question. In the Newark Star-Ledger, they have reported that Oakland is $500,000 under the cap and that they will unlikely sign Azamuga. Is it possible to trade for him, and if so, what do the Pats give up?
Well, a sixth-round pick ought to get him. I don't know. That was something that you mentioned, Andy, that Florio immediately jumped on, that he should sign his tender right away. Put Oakland behind the eight ball. But, you know, I don't know what the cap room is for Oakland. I don't buy any of the stuff that I read in papers and stuff about teams' cap space.
Right. Well, if they pulled out the tender, they would add $9 million to the cap, or $8.5, $9 million to their cap immediately.
Right.
If they pulled
that,
the tender.
That I would know, because it's an automatic one-year tender offer, and it's guaranteed.
And What's the highest level franchise?
Oh, he was an exclusive franchise guy?
Yeah.
That's even more then.
So his number actually went up when Asante Samuel signed, and so...
Probably this one. Hall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So they signed one contract and made two go up. That's funny. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's a franchise corner. He's a Pro Bowl corner. You're going to have to... pay if you want him.
I would like to know, and we all like the Fernando Bryant signing because he's a veteran who's played a lot of games, started a lot of games, but what about, I'd like to know from the emailers, what about his game leads you to believe that he is going to be a star? Because I couldn't tell you.
At this point, by the way, too.
I couldn't tell you. I mean, is he a press guy? Is he a soft? Is he better in zones? I haven't seen him play enough. Is he more of a zone guy?
A star.
Or a man-to-man guy? Is he a physical press guy? I don't know what his style is.
Not only is he going to first of all, he's replacing Ellis Hobbs, so they're still down a starter.
So he's still down a starter.
Yeah. And
Capers
think he's going to make him a star.
He's just a coach.
Right.
He was in Miami. How many stars did they have at defensive back there?
But that's what I think is funny. Like, some people, I told you, one of our SPFWs said, why did they hire washed up, doesn't know when to call it a career Dom Capers? And then other people think he's like ahead of Bill on the defensive genius depth chart.
I mean, Bill's a hell of a coach, but Monty Beisel's Monty Beisel.
Right.
He couldn't make him a star.
Right. And the only thing I will say is Capers has some experience with Bryant.
Right.
And also
didn't make
him
a star that time.
Also with Lewis Sanders, right. I believe, in Houston, right? He had Bryant in Jacksonville and Sanders in Houston.
But
so
the
I
guy walks
maybe,
on water now.
Maybe it was things about their game that Capers knew and talked to Bill about. I don't know.
I think you could say maybe he'll make Bryant's transition a little easier because
right.
he knows him, he knows his strengths, but it's going to be up to Bryant whether or not he can play. I don't think Capers really has much to say
plus,
about that.
Plus, again, at this point in your career, you're all of a sudden
going
to become a star.
He's a 9-year veteran. I mean, he's not going to become a star.
I think you're happy if he's a starter. If he's
can
a
he
good
become
starter.
Better than Randall Gay was?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
that's he's probably what they're hoping for. I'll take it.
I think he's better than Randall. I mean, his career is better than Randall Gay's by a long shot.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Now, if he's healthy
Let's
enough, I don't
come,
know. Yeah. I mean, he started pretty much his whole career, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean,
yeah,
that
what
makes
is it,
him,
109 starts or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, that makes
some
him a better player
number?
Than Randall Gay. I don't care what team he's playing.
Where did he start,
for.
Jacksonville and Detroit?
Yeah. Jacksonville, is that all he's been? Two places?
Well, I know that.
Two
I know
of the worst pass defenses in the league when he was on those teams.
Well, I couldn't tell you what Jacksonville was like 5 years ago in pass defense, but I mean, I know Detroit has been awful. Tom's absolutely right about that.
It just
so,
seems like Jacksonville, for the last 10 years, we've been saying, boy, they got a weak secondary.
It still makes him better than Randall Gay.
No, I agree.
He started
110
games.
And I think if he's better than Randall Gay, then they got what that's what they're looking for. They're not looking for a superstar.
Right. And that's where I think that the email is a little bit overblown, a little bit. I don't see him all of a sudden blossoming into a all-pro caliber player.
Let's see. Ben in Martinsburg, Pennsylvania. Two questions. If Chad Johnson manages to get traded, what are the chances he goes to the Pats? And two, why did Mangini get fired in the first place? Well, he didn't get fired. He
was hired as the New York Jets head coach.
He quit.
And they wouldn't let him in the building.
Quit.
And within seconds.
Nor should they have.
So, I think that if you want to be the best, you have to beat the best.
Yeah.
Fred,
5 in Jacksonville, 4 in Detroit.
So if I quit, like, do I have a chance to clean out my desk and stuff? Or
we'll have security standing by you while you do it.
Okay.
Yes.
They really do, you know. They stand
do they really?
With their arms
if
crossed
you,
behind you.
If you quit and not
yeah.
get fired?
Oh, yeah.
It depends on the circumstances.
Yeah,
you,
like,
there'll be
another,
security standing near
if
you.
If I had another job and I said, Fred, I'm going to take this job,
Fred,
that would be fine.
Fred, okay. It would be my recommendation that you have someone standing near him.
Well, I'll have Michelle stand next to you.
That'll scare me.
I was going to say, normally you'd laugh at that, but I think that would work.
Web radio at patriots.com. Let's see. Frank says, Tom's fine work. That's his subject. He says, I want to send big props to Tom Casale for a pinpoint analysis of the Pats running back draft situation. What a breath of fresh air. Content with clarity. Tom may have a face for radio, but he knows his beat. My favorite phrase of his is, I'm sorry, but this guy just can't play. Pure and simple. Last year,
you writing web updates?
What did
you know? Why? What the hell are you talking about, Frank? I'm always willing to pat myself on the back. So
no,
if you
believe
just,
me,
because if you could just be a little bit more specific.
Well, I think he's talking about Patriots today.
I can't believe I'm talking to Patriots today.
Because he goes on to say, last year I thought that Patriots Today was an incredibly lame show, saved only by Perillo's points. Okay, you probably
that was the highlight of the show?
What I was going to say is last year Tom did it too. You did the draft stuff last year too.
Okay.
He wasn't memorable last year.
I was with Elo.
You probably have friends who work on Patriots Today. Tell them to improve the product. Better still, you guys need to take over the show. It doesn't matter what you PFW guys don't have. Leading man looks like B-Lo. Who cares?
I think that was sarcastic. No, we don't have.
Fred, don't be shy. Get your own video show with the gang. Even if Eric is quiet and judgmental, nevertheless, the Eric is deserving of a song for his standing up to bully boy Sal Pal at the Super Bowl. Think of the song "The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance," brought up to date as "The Man Who Shot Down Sal Palantonio." He was the greatest of them all. And get these guys some money, Fred, so that they don't have to beg for food.
Yes.
Frank from Winnipeg.
I agree with the money. And
We're still going to beg for food, though.
But Fred, I'm telling you, you should do it where we can videotape this show, because I think that would be a huge internet sensation.
Yeah, right there.
I think that would be the end of the show.
Why? No, I think people would love it.
They would see us, like, eating.
Well,
I think it would dash a lot of people's...
You've lost your...
Fastball?
Yeah, there's a day, Tom, you couldn't be more right. There was a day when Fred would have jumped all over that with all kinds of marketing possibilities.
Where did that go?
I don't know. We're only cutting edge for how many years now? First to do how many different things?
I got some things up my sleeve for this year.
But, Fred, I'm just saying, all these people love us for some reason, and I don't know why.
And they'll stop loving us if we're on video.
Why?
I disagree.
Because they'll laugh their asses off. Most of the people download us and listen to an iPod anyway.
But I'm just saying.
iPods have video on them.
I know, but you're not going to.
Andy laughing at his own joke.
Watch a two-inch screen of four guys sitting around a table?
Yeah, you're right, because nobody watches anything stupid on their phones, like Lost.
Watching Eric pretend that he's not mad when the emailers are making fun of him? That's high comedy.
This will give the emailer so much more ammunition on us.
Do you have any idea what Doug looks like?
I was there.
It's all right, Fred.
I can't believe you guys didn't hook up that day.
I know you're semi-retired like Parcells was when he came to Dallas. It's all right.
Don't compare Fred to Parcells.
He won't like that.
If we had sponsors, and by the way, I'm throwing that out there in case you want to sponsor the show. But
now we're begging for sponsors.
If we had sponsors, then maybe it'd be worth it. But, you know, there's a lot of manpower that's required.
Don't you have to put a tape in there?
They're little remote control cameras.
We get this show. Gary doesn't sponsor, do anything. Can we stop doing the paper?
We still have to have somebody, you know, man it.
Is there any way we can get that paper out of there? It's really becoming
an inconvenience. We need to devote more time, I think, to this radio show.
PFW in progress. I don't agree with that, Fred. I want to maintain my job.
That's the thing.
I think we'd be out of work as soon as the paper. Oh, absolutely. That's why I said we'd have to get it fully.
My bread needs more butter.
dry toast there.
Alex says, "Well, I finally did it."
Are these all new emailers today? Yeah, people I never heard of before.
All from the 25th. Today's the 25th, right?
No, he means different people.
Oh, I don't know. Alex Sanders. No, I've seen his name. I finally did it. I went to Eric's website, and after watching the documentary, I have some questions.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
If he is so sensitive, how can Eric work with Andy, or Tom for that matter, and pick up fights with 14-year-olds? I didn't know you like peanuts that much, so I will be careful whenever I said that peanuts are the most overrated cartoon ever.
That's peanuts.
But keep it up, Eric. One question about Fred's biggest friend, of course, I'm talking about Bill Polian. Has he raved about picking Peyton Manning over the equally legendary Ryan Leaf?
I actually haven't heard that.
Talk about non sequiturs. I don't know.
Knock it off!
I haven't heard that.
You know what's kind of funny, though? Whenever somebody writes in praising Eric, he's never here to hear it.
Where did Eric go?
I don't know, but people didn't even know he was gone because he doesn't talk when he's here. He's gone now.
He's actually doing an interview with Richard Seymour.
Oh, good for him.
He's going to Seymour.
You reach Richard Seymour fan.
Now that was just way over the top.
What?
You had to go
That's his name. You had to go well out of your way.
To do that.
His name.
Even
is
Tom
Richard
is nodding
Seymour.
To me. Tom, the only guy who finds you funny.
I saw a guy this morning.
If this was on the web right now, people would be laughing.
I see Andy laughing at himself.
I was reading a news story this morning, and the guy quoted was Dick Marks, and I chuckled a little to myself. Richards are always funny.
Oh God! I skinned my pecker.
Fred, have you seen Superbad?
No.
That's not for you.
No, I think he'd like it in the right mood.
He's not in one of your serious moods.
Not in one of your intellectual.
Oh, let me tell you,
he's lost it
on Howard Stern yesterday.
See what I mean? That's super bad.
That's special for him.
They interviewed Tracy Morgan. Oh,
He's the least funniest man in America.
Not yesterday.
Crazy.
Least
not
funniest
yesterday.
Man in
not
America.
Yesterday.
You might have seen him before, but yesterday
guys
he was
never
funny.
Made me laugh ever.
Crazy.
He was funny.
I couldn't tell you. I mean, I know he was on Saturday Night Live, but I couldn't tell you absolutely anything else he's ever done.
He's on Third Rock now.
And he's got the same shtick. He never like talks it. The same way. And
you know
just...
what? I lied. I did know he was on that Third Rock show.
That's crazy.
PJ writes up, what's up? I had to weigh in on the Troy Brown discussion. I really don't understand what the big deal is. I do have to admit that I don't really get emotionally attached to too many players. It's kind of what have you done for me lately, or should I say what can you do for me in the future type attitude, and Troy is basically done. He all but took a year off last year, and when he did get in, the ball bounced off his face.
Took a year off? I think that was because they didn't want him to be active.
Right. Well, this guy, PJ's kind of being tough. He's acting
he's a tough,
like a tough
guy.
He is now a third or fourth receiver at best, so who cares if he goes to the Jets to catch 20 balls and then retires? After he retires, everyone will remember him as Mr. Patriot, and we will all give him the respect he deserves. I really get juiced up about a player when he is good and he leaves because he has a chance to hurt us then, kind of like Asante Samuel, but for me, he stayed in the family because he's in Philly now. Speaking of Philly, I finally got the 19-0 that I have been waiting for. The Sixers went on a 19-0 run against the Celtics in the fourth quarter last night to slay the Dragon.
Go f*** yourself.
P.S. Fred, I think you're great, and I love the fact that you stood up to Paul last week, even though you were wrong. why are you hating on the Eagles? I think they have a good team this year and are going to make it a move in the NFC. They now have the best secondary in the NFC if they decide to keep Shepard. Don't you agree?
Yes.
They certainly have the best corners, that's for sure.
Brian Dawkins pretty good too.
He's getting old.
Yeah, that's a pretty good. That's a pretty good secondary.
No. Yeah, Rodney Harrison, spring chicken. Brian Dawkins
prime.
Done.
Anyway,
you're pissing people off in Philly, Fred.
Fred, do you? I know sometimes that you talk to higher ups within the organization,
Jonathan?
Higher ups than we're allowed.
I do have an occasional conversation with Brian Bellello. That is correct.
is there? In your talks, any, I don't know, disappointment that Troy talked to the Jets?
Nope. I haven't talked about it, so I don't know.
Okay, so you haven't had anything. I'm wondering if maybe, I mean, I don't think it's like giving away a government secret. I'm just wondering if you had talked to anybody and they, you know, were a little bit disappointed
that
he would be talking
I
to the
Jets.
I
would doubt it.
Or upset with the Jets, or maybe talking to him specifically, you know, as the fans have pointed out, to tweak the Patriots.
I doubt it.
I don't know.
Hey, you know... Mangini knows him well. He, you know, so why not talk to him?
Mangini.
It's the same thing. Why not talk to these guys? Why not find out?
It's not like the Jets don't need receivers.
Right. And
they have two good wide receivers, but that's about it.
Why not find out every bit of information you can about everything, whether it's Pac-Man Jones or Troy Brown? Find out.
I agree. You should find out about putting us on the web with video.
I know how to do that.
Selling it.
Alejandro from Bogota. Andy Hart must be some kind of genius.
I agree.
He says, during the offseason, you have talked about gay coaches, public hair removal, Chris Ferreira's bankruptcy.
That'd be pubic, yeah. Not public.
Oh. yet no word on the Hart-Baranski affair. Hell, Andy even made up an affair for Fred Kirsch and his suddenly hairless back and shoulders.
Well, that's
kudos
clear.
Kudos to Andy that requires some great moves, almost like pretending you're Jewish to get a job as director of media for an NFL team in the state of Massachusetts. On a serious note, it would appear that most pundits have the Patriots drafting a corner. How deep is the middle linebacker core in this draft? I love and respect Bruschi, but I think it's time to call it a career.
Idofa
Jr., and God forbid Bill Belichick doesn't talk Harry Carson out of retirement.
I don't give a darn about who the Patriots are going to pick. Let's get back to this Andy thing. There's two things, and if I had a gun pointed at me right now and they said, do you think Andy and Lori are having an affair, I would say yes. That's how sure I am, because there's two things I will guarantee you mean that something's going on. One is when a girl calls a guy by his full name. Never has
right.
she called me Tommy or Thomas.
That's a very,
she calls him Andrew.
It's a sign
all
of affection.
That's for your mother and your wife, and that's it.
Those are the only two people that use it.
And two, and
Lori.
And two is the overlaugh. She overlaughs. Now, you know I think Andy's funny, but I just laugh.
And I think Andy's funny.
Yeah, and she just she has a blatant overlaugh. So there's no doubt in my mind that something's going on.
Well, what?
Whatever you've got to say for yourself.
Obviously, there's nothing going on. I'm a happily married man.
Well,
Will
I? And unlike Tom, I am. That's the phrase you always say. You're married, but you're not.
I'm not a fanatic about it.
I'm fanatic about being happily married.
Okay. You're very happy because your wife lets you cheat on her.
Yeah, you got an open marriage.
Right.
I don't know who the pundits are, but the Patriots aren't taking a cornerback at 7.
They're not taking Talib. But they are going to take a cornerback in the draft. It won't be in that 7 pick.
Yes, they will definitely take a corner. My guess is in the first 3 rounds they'll take a corner. And the depth at middle linebacker, that's a curious thing, because no one knows if some guy's a middle linebacker. Like Keith Rivers could be a middle linebacker, might not be. He's an outside linebacker, you know. It's one of those positions that's hard. It's
going to depend on the team.
Goff, you know, he's a middle linebacker. He's an inside linebacker, but is he worthy of, you know, how high are you willing to take him? Is he a two-down player? It's as we've seen, not a real easy position to draft in the NFL for 3-4
defense.
Goff's
going to be the type of guy where, like, two or three teams would be interested.
Right.
And if they don't want him, he's going to be Brandon Siler. He's going to slip into the 7th round of the draft. Because there's just not a lot of places for him to go.
I say the Patriots take him with one of their 3rd-round picks.
Goff?
Yep.
All right. Frank from Colorado.
Where he's supposed to get picked, 3rd round? Nah, I'm getting a scoffing look from Tom Casale.
Watch and learn. Watch and learn.
Yeah, but I'm a big fan of the Tom Casale scoff shaking of the head.
Frank bought us lunch last Thursday.
He says, Frank.
I'm glad you enjoyed the lunch. That was my 2nd purchase. Last time was from Sal and Mal's, I think. Tom remembers the
Sal
lady.
And Mal's was
You're
classic.
The Sal and Mal's guy.
Tom remembered the lady who served him there had a lot of facial hair. Anyway.
And then Fred went there and found the same lady.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely know who you're talking about. I just like the food.
I'm happy to buy lunch once in a while, and I'm looking forward to my super deluxe stadium tour the next time I get to Foxborough, which probably won't ever happen, so don't sweat it. By way of introduction, I started downloading the podcast after the AFC Championship loss to the Colts. I'm from Rhode Island. My in-laws are from Indiana, so that loss definitely left a mark. This past year was an unforgettable year for the Pats, but an even better year for PFW in progress. To me, the storylines for Tom's wedding and Eric's kicking career rival Spygate, except they were funny. The tension over whether the Pats would stay perfect was no greater than whether Andy was going to be murdered that day Eric came to the studio wearing a trench coat. And the number of touchdown passes tossed by Brady was far exceeded by the number of times I laughed out loud while listening to the show. That's Frank from Colorado.
Well, we appreciate it.
Excellent, Frank.
We're glad that we could do that.
Glad to have you.
And I like that he's honest.
He'd liked it even more if he could watch us.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, it'll take away a lot of the imagination.
Why? We have pictures on our MySpace page.
But if we
they invented
on...
this thing a while back called TV.
People stopped using their imagination a long time ago.
Video killed the radio star.
If we could do it on TV, okay, maybe. But just to put it up on the web.
So you're saying Patriots Video News is just a joke then?
No, I'm not.
Well, it's not TV.
But why don't you just make it an audio broadcast and keep all the people off camera? Well, not have any stand-ups or anything.
Because they show highlights.
Yeah, so show the highlights, but don't put any of the people on camera.
Well,
you know, a little something for the imagination.
So you think Mike and Mike on ESPN2 is just stupid?
On ESPN? No, it's on TV.
How about a little something, you know,
different.
For the effort? You know?
I said if we could put it on TV, it would be different. Because now you can get
So
ads.
Now we're ready for real TV, but we're not... I mean, I don't think we'd work on TV. I think we'd be fired.
It's not worth the effort to just put us up on the web just to have video.
Okay.
If you're going to have a sponsor attached to it, it's a different story.
See, I think you have to sell it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sell it.
Yeah.
You're not doing a good job of selling it. It's
PFW in progress brought to you by whoever.
No offense to Fred.
And then you have the logo is on constantly. The logo is up the whole time.
Do that too now?
Yeah, he's doing 150 different things.
Well, maybe if the guy they hired to run a museum knew how to run a museum, Fred would be able to do some other stuff.
In Fred's defense, he is sort of
the overseer of the executive director of the museum.
I'm just going to state a fact, and it is a fact. Since you hired the guy for the museum, he's been in your office more than I have my 3 years since I worked here.
He's got a lot of catch up to do. I mean, we were well ahead by the time he came in.
You're a little annoyed.
I understand why he should. Mike Reese stopped by the other day into the office.
Stopped by to talk to you?
Yeah, he was in the
yesterday?
Office. Yeah.
What do you have to say?
Blew right
for
by
the
me.
OTAs?
Blew right by me.
Oh, he didn't say hello?
No.
No?
No.
He doesn't like Paul.
Oh,
I thought we had a good relationship, but I guess I was wrong. He's talking to Fred.
That most accurately
indicates that he had no interest in talking to me.
No, he came by. We were reminiscing about old times.
He stopped by to see me.
Sorry, I missed it.
Now, is he the only
one? I was down talking to No Shoes.
Is he the only one from BFW that's ever made it?
No, no. We've got a lot of people who have made it.
Gasper. Ooh.
Brian Morey hosted his own radio show.
That was a
Providence.
Joke. It was a
and the station
disaster.
Went out of business soon thereafter.
I'm talking, and he came crawling back. Give me someone else. Who else you got?
That Rocky kid went on to work for Playboy. Remember Rocky?
Let's try this again.
He works for Playboy.
Is Mike quarterback the only one that's went on from here to do the same type? Of, okay,
Shane Donaldson.
Oh, Chris Gasper.
I've got the giggles.
All right.
Chris Gasper.
Worked here?
Well, he in the summer he worked here.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. You know what I'm talking about. Well, I mean, someone like us.
The answer is no.
Okay. So,
I mean, since I hired Paul back in the 60s, I haven't had anyone else.
Well, my point is Reese,
thanks, Brett.
Reese had to take a step back from here to get where he is.
Right. He did. And
so
our
only hope is to take a step back, and we're all too old for that.
Right.
So it's over. Yep. That's the point I was trying to get to.
I was trying to tell you when you're review, but you wouldn't listen.
He listened, and you put him into a month-long funk. He listened too closely. I don't know what you did to him.
He's ready to get
shotguns. I stopped caring about the draft.
But, Tom, the game ended for me a long time ago, so I've accepted it. Once you accept it, come to grips with it, you'd be far more happy. Just let it go.
There's got to be other opportunities out there.
No, Tom's right. You have to take a step back.
Well, it depends if you want to do the exact same thing.
Well, you know, you kind of go
to school.
Brett
has a warped sense of reality.
You have an idea of what you want your life to be, and we're doing what we wanted. Well, I don't know about Andy because you had many different
things.
Take
a guy like Tom Curran.
You had that teaching career that went.
Okay, what Tom
Curran? Tom Curran went from the Providence Journal
where he was breaking stories. Okay, with Providence
but
Journal
he's doing
where
he,
was breaking
he
stories.
He works less, makes more, and picks what games he goes to. Well,
that's what I'm saying. He didn't have to do the same thing. He did something different. Or he went to a different type of place.
But he broke stories.
But he's not doing a different thing.
No, he
is doing the
same
job.
He's still writing. But you don't have to just look at traditional newspapers.
No.
Or say, I have to move. Because now the web opens up all new opportunities.
That's true. I just don't think that we're going to land a job like that Tom Curran did doing what
okay.
we're doing.
Not that,
is that the most diplomatic way I can put it?
Not trying to lose you guys.
Yeah, well, it certainly sounds
considered
that way. You've been pushing us out the door for a while
have
now.
Have you ever considered putting in a resume at the league or at the other sports leagues to work for the league?
If you knew how many resumes I sent out a day.
Yeah, obviously.
By the way, I have a job interview in Las Vegas. I do.
He does. That's why he's going to Vegas.
You're obviously not you don't have to worry about Big Brother watching like your email.
You're gonna go out and work for
transactions because obviously
not
Fred's not
off.
Keeping track.
UNLV?
No, some guy's been after me for a couple years since I'm going.
You owe
out.
Him money.
He wants me to do stuff for him. I said I'd go out to dinner with him and just hear what he has to say. Two main problems with me living in Las Vegas is A,
living in Vegas.
I hate the heat. Oh. And they can
that's
say
that's not one of the things that was on.
They
my
can
list.
Say they can say it's a dry heat. 115 is 115.
Right.
And two. The nightmare of thinking of driving across the country with my dog who pukes in the car after 15 minutes.
That's all you're worried about?
Too appealing. I don't gamble anymore. I don't.
Hawaii
gamble.
And the over.
To me, it's like an alcoholic taking a bath in vodka.
This is not an exaggeration.
I've already slayed that dragon.
I am not kidding. He told me a detailed gambling story. Now, it wasn't about him, but he had the knowledge of this. The over of the second half, or the spread of the second half, of the the Texas A&M UCLA game, there was a controversial dunk right after the buzzer. They originally awarded it. They took it away, caused the spread, not the second half spread.
They have spreads by the half?
They have spreads by the halves. I read about it.
Well,
you reading about it?
But I still follow the industry.
On imagambler.com.
People have problems.
I think,
they're
though.
On half
no,
spreads
but I
on
think,
halves.
I think if you are inclined that way, numbers-wise, stats, I think working in Vegas would be fascinating.
Right.
I think it's a very legitimate.
As long as he doesn't start gambling,
I won't gamble ever again. I don't have the guts to do it. Like I can't even put $100 on a game. I just don't have the guts to do it.
What property is this guy affiliated with?
Don't worry about it. He's been around.
I got people out there that might help.
Everybody,
me out.
Everyone knows.
My
him.
Cousin
he's,
works
he's,
for Caesars.
He's been on.
He does.
He's been on Felger's show. He's been on Outside the Lines. He's all over the place.
Give me
he's one of the main guys.
With anything.
In Vegas.
Okay.
I don't want people knowing, so.
Not Sheridan. Danny Sheridan?
No.
He just said he didn't want anybody to know.
Okay.
No, it's
right.
It's one of the main, like, line makers type guys.
Actually, though, isn't it safer for a gambler in Vegas? Because if you bet on sports, you have to put the money down.
That's what I said to Allison.
You don't get in the hole because they want their money.
Vegas is the worst place for someone like me because my gambling used to be calling a bookie and put $5,000 of money I don't have on the line. In Vegas, you have to walk up with money in hand.
So the worst you get into is if you start like credit card forwards or advances.
So that's Vegas is a – and those type of that'll actually deter you from gambling when you see the degenerates out there. I mean, that's bad, bad gambling right there. But it's just a – just a little meeting, Fred. Nothing to worry about.
Now that Eric's back on the show, you got any updates, information, anything?
Had a little talk with Richard Seymour.
Oh, nice.
For a few minutes.
Nice.
Yeah, me and about 10 of my closest friends.
Oh.
But, what? It wasn't just you?
Who were your 10 closest friends?
Nah, just some other people from the media.
Oh, you see.
But I'm talking about Paul.
But no, we...
they can't give us anything,
when PFW requests something, it's for the entire media corps. When the media corps requests it, PFW not included.
But talked a little bit
he
about
just ruined the rest of the show for me. You know, 45 minutes of pouting now.
we'll be doing something in
7 years
in the next issue. But you know, talked a little bit about disappointment of last season and his injury and trying to come back from that. And
still talking about the injury.
Well, no, and how. How
there's
it
been, a, there's
going
been a clear cutting of the ties between the organization and Richard Seymour, by the way.
I'm just saying. I mean,
spearheaded by Fred Kirsch.
I can't get over, though, when I hired Paul back in the 60s line.
I know. That was a good line.
That was a good line.
That was a good line, Fred.
The Monday morning quarterback yesterday for Peter King. Did you read any of that?
God, no.
A lot of subtle shots. I thought the Patriots behind the scenes were sprinkled throughout that whole thing. Talking about Richard Seymour and how he's not coming under any fire for not having any sacks in the postseason. Just clear cutting of the ties between.
Well, you know who
we
talked to.
I have a good idea. Yeah. I don't necessarily have to say it on the air.
Who? Fred will say it. Go ahead.
I'll tell you.
Usually you just say it.
Ernie Adams.
Now, Ciaran. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. Ciaran. He's 16 years old. He's from Ireland. He says, hey, guys, I've only been listening to your show for 2 years. Holy Christ, has it been that long?
Been drinking
for
10. This
is the first time I've written in. Tom is without a doubt the most stupid person I've ever heard, but he knows football.
I think that's a very accurate assessment.
I can live with that.
I.e. Alan Branch and Chris Henry. I just wanted to know, do we have any second-round picks this year? I can see Bill trading right out of the first round and picking up multiple second-rounders, possibly to get guys like Kaysen and Derek Harvey. P.S., please leave Eric alone. It's not his fault that he is gay.
just in my defense.
It's also not true.
The Branch
it
thing.
It is your fault?
No, it's also not true.
Fred. That you're gay. I thought that it wasn't your fault.
Branch really didn't do anything in Arizona, but Chris Henry sucks.
Right.
It's not my fault that they drafted him too high. He stinks.
Okay.
So I'm one for one. That's 50%. That's about what I shoot.
All right. But that's a nice email.
Put you on par with the Bengals.
Put you well ahead of the Patriots from last year's draft.
We have a good little contingency out in Ireland.
Yes, we're
despite,
big in Ireland.
Despite the fact that Andy torches them every time that they
we have a huge international following
in
general.
Well, we should go to Ireland.
You know what
it's like,
Andy?
A live show from the Blarney Stone.
Wow. You know what it's like, Andy?
You wouldn't kiss that thing, would you?
After the things you've touched your mouth to, you shouldn't worry about a dirty stone.
Get me a travel agent sponsor and we'll do it.
Okay, Gary, get us a travel agent sponsor.
You guys are allowed to pick up the phone, you know.
Nah.
I didn't know I was in sales and marketing.
That's why I said
I thought we had 72 people upstairs.
I'll give you 2% of any deal you make.
We need to devote more time to the radio in getting this stuff and getting rid
of
the
paper. You know what this is like, Andy? You know how you really can't enjoy Pink Floyd unless apparently if you're on some kind of drug?
Yes.
That's not true. I love Pink Floyd.
I knew somebody was going to say
and you
something.
Took drugs.
But I'm just saying, people who take drugs love like Pink Floyd and that type of music because they say they understand it. But I think with us, it's drinking. People get drunk and listen to PFW. Right. All of a sudden, we're entertaining.
We become funny.
Yeah.
And we're stupid.
Anthony, who is in Liverpool.
Oh, yeah, except for the gay elitist in the group.
First off, great show. It's hilarious, and I don't know how you get away with some of the stuff you do.
Neither
but
do
anyway,
either.
To my main point, I was listening
obviously
the other
no one's
week.
Listening.
Yeah, I was listening the other week when someone emailed in about a football league in Ireland, and I thought I'd let you know we have one in the UK as well, to be exact. One including 47 teams from England and Scotland, such as the London Blitz, Dundee Hurricanes, and Oxford Saints.
47 American football teams playing in England?
I guess so. This is
and
run
England
as
and Scotland.
This is run as separate youth and junior teams. The second league is compiled of university teams, again from England and Scotland, but I'm not sure how many are included. I'm actually hoping to join a team called the Liverpool Fury, who are entering the university league this season for their first year. Anyway, just
that's
thought
pretty good.
You might be interested to hear of another football league outside the U.S. Keep up the antics.
So how exactly did NFL Europe fail so miserably?
That's a good question.
I'll tell you why. You know how people here play soccer?
And don't
but they don't
it.
Watch it. They're interested in playing football, but they're not bred to sit there and watch it. Like, it doesn't matter how many people here play soccer. We're right. just not bred to sit on the couch and watch
I
it.
I think you're right.
It also doesn't say, like, what kind of attention those leagues attract.
Hmm.
You
right.
know?
Is it I mean, just like the Marlboro Shamrocks?
Games? Yeah.
You know?
I mean, there's like two separate amateur football leagues in New England that, right. the, you know, we see the standings in the paper every day when those seasons are on. But do you know anybody who's ever seen a game?
I know guys who were on the Shamrocks. But.
I do, too.
Well, that doesn't surprise me about you. You probably played at one
actually,
point.
Actually, one of your former quarterbacks from Northeastern was one of the quarterbacks
Ralph Barone.
Of the Shamrocks. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. He also but I can, was Keanu geez. Reeves' step-in in what movie was he the quarterback in?
Any Given Sunday.
Any Given Sunday?
Yeah. So you followed
so
the Shamrocks back then? That was quite
was,
a while ago.
It was Any Given Sunday. I thought he was the Keanu Reeves because he was lefty.
It was Dennis Quaid because he was lefty.
Oh, okay. My bad. Now, do you no, I didn't follow
are these,
Shamrocks.
The Rem Dog.
Are these leagues started by like Irish nationals or UK
nationals,
or are they American expatriates who are
over
there?
Oh, over there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Are the leagues in America started by
well,
Irish?
Well, it is the Marlboro Shamrocks, after all.
No, but I'm wondering if it's people who are from here who work over
amigos.
There now and, you know, are homesick and started a league,
yeah,
or if it's
know.
People who grew up there and just like football now.
Well, maybe some of our emailers can let us know
all right.
how they started and who plays in it. Is mm-hmm. it a bunch of expats or is it, you know, locals? I don't know. When I say expats, I mean...
I know what you meant.
Ex-Americans. Let's see. Amy has a little
Amy.
X next to her name, so I don't know what that means.
It's a kiss.
She's dead.
Here's where, here's where Andy gets into his creepy voice.
She's yeah. a bad girl.
She says, I never get into the draft, but thanks to your blog draft review that you should advertise on the website, not just on MySpace, unless it is on the website, and then I just couldn't find it.
That's always a possibility.
I'm going to try and get into it this year. Anyway, saying we are picking seventh, could you please tell me the need position that the teams first to sixth are looking at? And P.S. Gary, here is the info you asked me for.
Oh, hey now.
Something going on the 9th of June.
Speaking of
at,
affairs.
At 10 o'clock at night at the Boston Paradise. Ooh.
Gary, what the hell's going on there?
No, it's an English band that I was asked about by someone in the organization, and I asked her if she knew anything.
And they're coming to the Boston Paradise?
Yes.
How do you know Amy?
From email.
Wow.
So you guys interact
Gary
back
has
forth
little
a little
pen
bit?
Pals.
He's a creep.
I wouldn't let your...
No, there was an email from England that day.
Is this band going to play at your wedding? No?
Okay. What wedding?
No, he's going to have somebody
Don't
big
ruin
at his
it.
Wedding. He's big time. Yeah, ixnay on the Eddingway.
Oh, it might not happen now?
No.
Oh.
He's emailing with
Amy.
Amy
wants to proceed.
Oh. It might not happen now.
She's not pregnant.
Let's hope not.
The Dolphins, everything.
Mm-hmm. That's right? the problem. Right. Most of them are
quarterback,
everything.
Defensive yeah. line.
Offensive line.
Offensive line. The Rams are both sides of the line. Yep. They're looking for defensive and offensive linemen.
Yep.
The Falcons are quarterback.
I'll put them in everything.
Defense.
Yeah. Everything. I agree with
Best
that.
Player available.
They could yeah. go
Chiefs,
McFadden.
You know, a little bit like that, too.
Yeah.
Or they got Turner.
There's a lot of needs in a lot of these teams. That's why they're picking up their...
That's why there's no consensus.
The Jets, a pass rusher, definitely is still a possibility.
Could they be
would
a guy
rule
that
out
would
McFadden.
Want
I wouldn't rule
yeah,
out,
would,
yeah,
would,
running
rule
back.
Out McFadden for them.
Who, the Jets?
What was
yeah.
the contract they gave Jones?
I don't know. I can't remember exactly.
I know it was decent size, but I didn't know how long-term and, you know, would it be putting too much money into one position type of a deal.
That could be one of those things, though, where you signed him thinking you were going to compete for the playoffs, and now you're
right.
picking six, and you're looking at McFadden and saying, we have him number one on our board.
I want to say it was a four-year deal.
I think it was 4 years.
Yeah, you could still draft a guy. You got a year where they're together. A year where he's the backup, you cut him.
So the answer is, if you're asking about need, who will be available when the Patriots pick seventh?
It's very hard.
It's less about need and more about who the team likes.
Yeah, because I think all of these teams are going to use the we got to take who we think is the best player.
And especially in this draft where nobody agrees who the best player is or if these guys are all elite blue chip prospects.
So whereas, you know, one team might have, you know, 1, 2, 3, Long, McFadden, you know, and whoever, Golston, someone else might have 3 other guys. You know, Ryan might be in that top 3 for somebody else. So it's impossible to kind of forecast that because I think there just isn't a consensus best player even in this draft.
But Gary will get it more in depth with you when he emails you.
Yes.
Break it down for you.
And Gary would also like to do something else with you because it's just about 1:30, the Urban Dictionary phrase of the day, and it's brought to you by Tom Casale's trip to Vegas for a job interview. It's the Las Vegas shrimp cocktail.
Oh.
That's the Las Vegas shrimp cocktail.
It kills me every time.
And I bet you all gag when you read it. It's disgusting.
All right. Let's see. Alex, who is a Bill Walsher from San Francisco.
Good job by those Niners.
Oh, see, he thought you would insert a homophobic quote at that point. But you went the football route. That's all right.
I've been told to clean it up a little by the man who just continued the gay references to Eric 5 minutes ago after telling me, let's get away from calling Eric gay on the radio show.
Sure.
Last Tuesday's Back Shaver Show was the most entertaining show in a while. Good stuff. Keep it coming. During the break or whenever you get a sec, be sure to check out the Norelco Phillips Body Groomer website. www.shaveeverywhere.com.
It's going to buy a new one now.
Oh, this might be Phillips. That's a good name.
What is yours made by? Some sketchy
It's like
infomercial type.
Exactly. Yeah, so maybe this is nicer.
My guess is
it's going to buy a new one.
I'm thinking that at my party this year, we should all pass it around and shave before we go into the pool.
You know how I know you're gay?
This is one of the.
My guess is that your cheap back shaver, by the way, within like a month or two, is cutting you.
It might. This is one of the funniest websites I've
ever
seen.
He's going to come in with blood coming off his back.
And in case Gary has an itchy trigger finger for banning, censoring PFW fans, it's a corporate site, not one of strippers' skank sites. So nothing to worry about, Gary. No, I think I've shaveeverywhere.com. Anyway.
What?
Say again? What?
That's shaveeverywhere.com. That's the name of the website.
For strippers?
For the Norelco Phillips Body Groomer.
I'd be scared to put that in.
I think strippers sent me the same website, but it was for something different.
I'm going to guess that that's going to be blocked here.
I would not be typing that in and hitting return.
I don't think
it's like when I was scared to look for BJ's website.
You can't get on a website to see a hotel room at Mohegan Sun.
No, it's because it's got gambling.
Right.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm on every gambling website.
And shaveeverywhere.com has
despite
the potential
the fact
to have.
That it's legal gambling.
Shaved everywhere.
As good as a job you, as you guys do, I gotta rip you douche canoes for something. Uh-oh. It seems that you are constantly getting tripped up and confused by not so obscure words that you've never heard before. Aren't you guys writers? I would think that as writers, you would have an interest in learning the language, even if you don't use it in your sports writing.
Can you give us an example?
Well, that's what I'm here for, Fred. Right.
No, you're here to screw things up. Subscribe to get some drugs?
Okay.
You're the one who's been screwing words up lately.
No examples of those words because
most of the time we make fun of them.
Are
pretty smart.
No, I'm not.
You have to remember, I took 10 years off of school, so I don't even remember what an adjective is because the last time I took English was in 1989.
I'm just gonna say,
Andy's about middle of the road. I don't know.
Tom
I don't know
has
how
a
he,
large nose.
Andy
large
went to the best,
would be the adjective.
Andy went to the best school out of all.
Right. I was gonna say.
I don't know how he pulled that off.
I think something has. He's got.
I'm a genius.
I think it's more of the money. He's got so much money they let
That's
him
true.
In.
That's
true.
You don't have to act smart when you are smart. There's some people in this room who could learn that and in this organization.
I don't think you're very
that.
Smart, though. I think you're I funny, but I don't think you're very smart.
That might be one of the most profound things you've ever said. Well, that
right,
would be
Fred,
too hard.
Fred,
see, he's got to act smart because he's dumb as a log.
I got to go. Did anybody write in about Kenneth Davis?
No. Where are you going?
I got
to
go
to the doctor.
Take
he's
care of my
snipped.
Snoring stuff.
Okay.
Up there, not down there.
I'm going to tell them whatever's in there you can take out, take it out. And I'm going to, after the draft, I'm going
they're
in.
They're
going
to do some local procedure?
No, they're going to look at it.
He's got to go to Boston.
Looking at it.
I want anything cut out. Tonsils, nose stuff, anything.
You still have your tonsils?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to get rid of them.
Right out.
You got to get rid of your tonsils.
Adenoids, anything I don't need.
That's the phrase he uses. Got to get a Weber.
Yeah, they're gone.
Oh, you got to get rid of
them. Is there anything that strippers write about Kenneth Davis?
Why don't you Google at home?
Kenneth Davis. No.
Okay. Buffalo guy?
All right, I'll just Google it. Thanks a lot, strippers. Look, every time I ask you to do something, you don't do it. Someone else does it.
Gary says he did.
Oh, yes, here it is. I'm sorry.
It's under the subject, Kenneth
here
Davis.
Here it is. Davis was selected by the Packers in the second round of the 86 draft. As a rookie, he was the team's leading rusher with 519 yards, returned 12 kickoffs.
I want to know what happened to him.
Then he went to the Bills.
Yeah, I got that part of it.
The next part is what we're looking for.
I believe he went to Carolina.
Then he went, Davis, they lost it soon, but Davis had good performance leading the team. '92, he had his best season of the career. He rushed for 613 yards. Let's see. PFW in progress at its worst. He's got everything in here for crying.
I just wanted to know what happened to him after he left Buffalo.
I'll get to the end. Davis continued to be a major contributor for Buffalo as the team advanced to their fourth consecutive Super Bowl at '93.
That was the last time I remember him.
He retired in '95.
Oh, so he just retired.
Yeah.
He had a 10-year career.
Okay, so he never went anywhere else. He kind of just disappeared. I mean, he was there, he was part of the team, and then one year he was gone. So I didn't know if he had an
injury. Like you will
or something.
Be right now.
Yep. I'm. But when I come back, Andy, snoring, maybe it's finally gone.
Yeah, we'll count on it.
All right, Tom, go cure your snoring. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a big announcement about a former Patriot.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Yeah, let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo! And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
Jamarcus Russell was the first pick. Detroit takes another wide receiver, and the Dolphins don't take Brady Quinn. If you're having trouble figuring out the NFL draft, PFW's Tom Casale has the answers.
I think both guys at 24 would be stealing. And they're not falling like rocks. That's all internet crap. There's no way Branch is going to be there at 24. None.
With the 33rd pick in the NFL draft, the Cardinals select Alan Branch, defensive tackle, Michigan.
Well, he was right about Corey Dillon and Lawrence Maroney, so let's talk running backs.
Round three, Chris Henry, the running back of Arizona.
Listen, we should talk about him. This guy stunk in college. He's an upright runner. Now all of a sudden he's got a nice physique. He goes and runs a fast 40, and everyone's thinking he's going to go in round three. Forget about it. Round five at the earliest.
With their first selection in the second round, the Tennessee Titans select running back Chris Henry from Arizona.
So if your mock draft has scribbles all over it and you're convinced the guy in Miami misheard Quinn and wrote Ginn, you're not alone. And don't worry, there's always next year, and Tom Casale will be there to break it down.
At 15, I think that's where you make the move, because those teams should all be interested in
it. So if he's there at 15, you trade for him?
You got it.
What's the trade?
I don't know how to work out trades. I'm a scout. I'm not Pioli. His job is to take care of that kind of thing.
PFW in progress.
I just don't understand football, I guess.
All right.
Tom is out curing his snoring, his sleep apnea.
I told him he shouldn't have told anybody about this because now that guarantees he's going to have a roommate on the road next year, and all he did was complain having a roommate on the road.
He had an out, but we do want to keep up to date with what happens. We want to know if this thing
works. Definitely be an ongoing saga here on PFW in Progress. Yeah.
So that's what I think people want to see is video of us at home and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Sleeping? I mean, they can hear us here, but they want to see us on the road and when we go to the Wings place, and that's the video that they want to see.
They want to hang with us. That's
no one wants
when
to
we're
see
in,
that.
When we're in one of our death-defying cab rides, you know.
We had a couple of those.
When you're smoking a stogie.
Hey, Gary, Fred, do you have any idea what Doug looks like?
So, you never met with Doug. Did he email in today?
Yeah, he's got an email
he did
here.
Email.
I haven't gotten
we
to it
read
yet.
That. I thought he read it already.
No,
he
this was one prior.
He read the whole one about looking at the gun for $400 and hit the scratch ticket.
But after I announced that I was there, he says, Fred, I wish I would have known you were going. I sent an email to see if there were any takers, but I didn't get a reply. Sorry for wasting your time like that. I was in the Bluefin, so was I. I think that that was the name. Did you see a guy in a green Union Oyster House shirt with a black hat?
Hey, Gary, Fred, do you have any idea what Doug looks like?
I was on the right side of right side of the bar halfway across. I was at the end of the bar.
What were there, like two people in the bar?
Saying, how many people could have been in there?
The place was full.
In the Bluefin?
At noon?
In relation to
listen, Gary, in the Bluefin?
No, I don't mean Bass Pro. I believe that there was a million people in the Bass Pro Shops. I'm saying
the restaurant itself
was packed.
It was packed. The bar was full.
But how big is this place that you could look around and go and like pick out?
Well, I figured I'd see somebody in like Patriots stuff or something. A lot of people had Patriots stuff in there, so I didn't know who was who.
And you asked the one guy, Doug.
But I thought he would know what I look like.
Maybe. I would have. Yeah, you would think.
Don't you know who Fred is? That's a little pompous.
You have any idea what Doug looks like?
That was me calling from the Bluefin.
And Gary said, no.
All right, well, we missed each other. But I have his Patriots United.
Why don't you just mail it to him? Why doesn't he just...
I figured I'd see him. I would give it to him in person.
You know, Freddie autographed.
But this was 5 years ago, 6 years ago that they won this game. How long has he been asking you for this book? Just mail it to him.
P.S. That intro was a scream. You guys are too funny. Anytime you want those wings, just say the word.
Paul's been asking for weeks now.
The word.
Word.
Now the wings suck. Doug said they weren't that good, and Fred said they weren't that good.
I had a bad batch over the weekend.
Half the reason I want to have them is because I know they're not going to be that good.
Oh, they're good.
That's a negative view of life, isn't
it? He doesn't even want to go to Bass Pro.
I mean,
I can't believe. Why haven't you been into the doors of Bass Pro?
I don't know, Fred.
Why would he go to Bass Pro? What does he do outside?
Just to see it.
He sits on the couch and eats.
The only reason I went is I had to get a gift card.
What are you
somebody.
Talking about?
You don't fish.
What do
you
do?
You don't hunt. Yeah, I do all kinds of stuff on my property.
He's got 9 acres of land. He can hunt and fish all over the place.
Outside evidently now entails your own property. So if that counts, then I'm in my backyard all the time pulling weeds and playing on the swings with Will.
Yeah, you have to have a hunting permit
to
get
out of
Bass Pro.
Yeah, but you don't have a state park on your land like he does.
I spend the whole summer in my pool just because I don't have a lake or a pond or whatever it is, that pool, pond, whatever it is best for you.
I told you, there's no water on my property.
It's a good thing whaling's illegal now.
Is that a shot at me?
Wow.
Is that a shot at me?
Blubber. Could light the city of Everett for 10 years with that blubber.
Oh, wow.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, that's what they used it for. The light,
the oil.
Thanks.
Jeez, I got to explain everything.
It's called Bailey.
Now I got double pomposity right
Blubber
next
boy.
To me.
I said before the break that we would have an announcement about a former Patriot.
Yeah, what is it?
I wasn't lying. Rashay Caldwell.
Well, you kind of were.
Has signed with the Rams. Rashay Caldwell.
Caldwell.
And TGNJ says that's fuel for Fred Zeppelin's ex-Patriots players argument.
But, going
well,
somewhere
that
else
certainly is.
It wasn't that great before.
Since
he got
stunk when he was here.
He stunk when he came. Yeah. He stunk when he was here, and he stunk when he left.
And TG also wants to know if Gary can take requests from listeners for music. How about some Bad Brains? See what Tom thinks of them. I've never heard of them. Bad Brains.
Got plenty of those on the show already.
Have you ever thought about that, Gary? It's like doing a show that the 4 to 6 show doing just requests.
Sounds of the Patriots.
Now we're like top 40s music. What?
Can you do that legally?
Gary has
you
nothing
that,
to do that? You know, wasn't played in the 70s.
Are you allowed to turn, like, have a music show?
I missed that one. What did you say?
I said he doesn't have any music that, you know, wasn't played in the 70s.
Wow.
And he threw me the bird.
It's the last time there was a good song made.
Maybe you could have like a Patriots type music show. You know,
what is Patriots type music?
You know, all Ozzy Osbourne and all the stuff that they play in the stadium.
Well, that's kind of what Andy's point was. There's never anything that wasn't played made in the '70s.
Wow.
Hey Fred, have you seen at Andy's request? I've started doing a little artwork for the show. Little advertising. Have you seen?
It's been a year in the making, right?
He kept saying it. In the off season.
He lost his light bright, so he didn't have the means with which to do it.
Well, he's been working so hard. All the paintings people bought during the year, he had to pump those out.
Things are happening. Wow. Things are starting to happen now.
So you sold one?
Really?
No, I haven't sold one yet, but things are starting to...
Tell me when you sold one.
Get some irons in the fire?
Well, I'm starting to get shows.
Good.
The more you get shows, the more your name gets out there.
That's right.
That's how it works.
We'd like to go to a show. When's your next show?
Again, you know how it works.
There's a part of we in there that really has no interest.
These two.
I'd go, but I don't think you want me there.
I'd invite you.
I would go.
I bet you your wife wouldn't
mind.
If you had the necessities,
I would go, and that would just be.
Maybe she'll take her sister.
Free food and booze.
Is there food at these?
If it was at the grand openings, there usually is. Paul will go.
Oh,
I wouldn't go if there wasn't a game going on.
Well, it depends on the gallery.
Hors d'oeuvres, beer, wine.
Some do a full catered spread. Some do a wine and cheese kind of thing. It just depends on where you are.
And the ones you're at give you half a candy bar.
I know at some of these art exhibits, they have nude women having sex in front of you. Do they have that?
That's performance art.
Yeah. Do they have that?
Again, that depends on which gallery.
Okay. Can you let me know?
Wait a minute. They really have nude women having sex at an art museum?
Let's talk about naked women.
Yeah. Some performance art places do that.
I had to go to like Amsterdam for that.
No, well, let's talk about naked women. It's quote-unquote art.
Yeah.
So
they
you
can get away
with
certain
it.
Things.
You know. Anyway. So this is good.
Yeah, things are starting to happen. Things are starting to happen.
Good. That's great. That is good.
But I'm working on the thing for PFW, and people are very the response has been pretty positive about your character.
Who's responding?
We are. It's an internal thing.
All right.
I just did a rough draft.
Well, how come I haven't seen this yet?
That's why I'm asking if you have seen it, because it's been on my desk for the past
I have
few
not.
Years.
I haven't
All right.
been to your part of the office in 2 years.
That's true. True. Why the hell am I even here?
You really are.
Stay home.
Well, Fred, send Fred over around 3 to look at it. You might want to be at your desk today.
Fred's not over there. That's how you get away with it every day. Where is it that you go? I want to know where you go every day.
Where do you go?
You know where I go.
So when's the caricature going to be done? And how are we going to digitize it?
I just scan it.
Yeah, it's just one caricature?
No, well, it's the group.
It's a group shot.
It's like a group shot. Kind of like that thing, the Pete and the Pom Pom Boys that's near you.
Okay.
Something like that we can use as an ad art.
Is it style or is it?
No, it's a little more like Peanuts style, like a little less
terrible
simple.
And boring.
Oh. You saw it. What are you talking about?
Did you like it?
Just a shot at Peanuts. It was okay. It needs some work. Yours is clearly the best.
The Casale one.
The Fred
Tom
Kirsch
loves
is dead on. Tom loves anything about Tom, so it doesn't matter.
That's a very good point, Andy.
The first one I did of Tom was a little rough, but the second one I did, he's in love with
it.
Did
you use any of my ideas? I did my own caricatures on the whiteboard.
I won't say
where it is.
I wasn't a big fan.
Look at that douchebag.
You didn't like it?
It had nothing to do with me. I didn't really think
that was the first thing. You've only seen the first draft.
Yeah, no, I thought his second version of just Tom, I thought was dead on.
That's a good point, Eric.
So you'll see that later.
But Andy makes a good point. Tom likes anything about Tom.
All right.
I look forward to that.
Let's get back.
You're not going to shave your chest here, right?
Why?
Because we need to know.
And that's a big part of the caricature.
Yeah, and if you suddenly change your appearance,
it'll still be part of him, part of his personality.
You're
going to
have the razor? Can you draw an arm reaching over his back with a razor shaving?
We could work something like that.
I don't know how good you are because you haven't sold anything, so I just.
Just saying.
Dana in Brighton, England says if you do a live show outside of the U.S., don't do it in Ireland. Do it in London, much bigger market. And to answer your question about whether locals or homesick Americans set up the British League, it's mostly locals. But a lot of the coaches are Americans who are over here because of their employment. Well, so there you go.
That's good.
I'd rather go to Ireland.
We like
no offense.
And our 16-year-old friend from Ireland says, thanks to Tom for backing up my point earlier. Alan Branch is from Michigan, not from Arizona. By the way, Fred, my name is a hard C, Andy, insert joke here. So it's pronounced Kieran. Anyway, you didn't answer my question about trading out of the first round to get multiple second rounders.
If you could, maybe they would. But we've discussed that a lot, that it may not be the easiest draft to trade down out of because everybody might want to be doing it.
And he says, P.S. Andy, feel free to make as many Irish jokes as you want. That patio furniture joke is older than Paul.
Nah, that's not true. Well, how does it's carrying?
Kieran.
Sounds like a girl's name.
Further proof, you know, when Fred read it the first time and he was trying to figure out and he spelled the name, and I was thinking to myself, it's probably Karen, but you know, when he writes back in and the guy says it's a hard C, so Fred says it's Karen. The Prince of Pomposity next to me is nodding as if to say, I knew that. Say that you weren't nodding either.
I knew a kid in I grew up with named Karen.
I don't doubt it,
Irish.
But as Andy pointed out earlier, some people have knowledge that they don't necessarily feel necessary to share with everybody at every moment.
My grandmother's maiden name was Keenan, but it was K.
Excuse me. I could have corrected him before and said, you know, Fred, it's pronounced Kieran, right. But I didn't.
And then when given a second opportunity, you just couldn't let it go. You had to let everybody know that you knew how to pronounce the name.
And as far as the hard C and insert joke here, the C word, I can't insert
joke.
No,
you can't insert
C-words.
A joke on that one.
I'm not even allowed
Andy
to say that
in
my house.
Even Andy draws the line on that one.
Although sometimes I can't say that either. Who's the character from
Roots? Stay away from that
one. Okay.
This is unbelievable. Jimmy from the UK says, James from England, his team is called the Kent Exiles. They actually have their own website. They were formed in 1990 and have steadily grown into a well-respected organized league. They have a senior youth and junior kitted teams who play in the BAFL and BYAFA National League.
The Baffle?
And then Robert.
Bring your own football?
The Baffle and the Biffle?
Robert from Atherstone, UK, says if you want info on the British American Football League, check out the Wikipedia site.
Wow, we huge over in the UK.
Check their official site. The difference between the NFL Europe and these leagues is that these European leagues are amateur leagues that receive almost no attention. For example, the Coventry Blaze ice hockey team gets more coverage than the Coventry Jets. They have no national coverage, and the BAFL teams get almost no coverage locally.
No, but my point was, if so many people wanted to play football, I'd think they'd go see an NFL Europe game. They'd have enough interest in the game to watch support a team.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Like, does anybody go to the games? Does anybody really have, you know, there are players that play it, but right. Does anybody go and actually watch it?
Like I just thought if there was enough to have 47-team league that their families, friends would be interested.
But I think he explained that, too. It was a lot of different levels.
Yeah, I just...
And like
I think
Tom
Tom's
said,
right.
It's like soccer here. You know, a lot of people play it because it's a,
right.
You know, a sport that
a lot of youth
active,
soccer,
but
then they play real sports when they get to high school.
MLS game.
Unless you're you.
I didn't know strippers had a wingman. But Toby claims that he's stripper's wingman, and he wants to know, does Andy want to go to King's Inn with us?
God, no.
Just don't send your drinks back for more booze, ask strippers.
Strippers, chime in and tell me why I don't send my drink back for more booze. Does that mean they're going to spunk in it?
I'd like to.
See, now.
I
you
can't
didn't
say that?
Yeah, no, you shouldn't have said that.
Well, the King's Inn is a terrible, terrible place.
I'd like to hear that story,
gel?
Though.
King's Inn. Vic used to be a bouncer at the King's Inn.
Is that a hair gel?
Is that the one in
Dartmouth.
Oh, okay. There used to be a King's.
King's Grant.
That's the one where the guy got beat up. The
oh,
mafia
no, King,
guy?
That's King Arthur's.
King Arthur's, right.
Yes, that's in Chelsea.
Right, okay.
King's Inn doesn't even have a stage. They have a picket fence that, like, cages in the girls. And, ooh, it's not pretty.
Yeah, they...
Nor are the girls.
Somebody did something very, very stupid at King Arthur's, Fred, back in the day when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
what'd
they
do?
Tell me about this one.
No, I'm just saying. That's the story that you're talking about.
What'd they do?
They went in and... A couple of cops went in and beat up, you know, they kind of rousted the place and beat up some really high-level mob guys. That didn't end well.
Why'd they do that?
It's not very smart.
Yeah.
All right.
Not very smart. Yeah. Matter of fact, I probably shouldn't talk about that.
Is this part of your book?
I probably would have a mention in the book.
Let's see.
Which, by the way, I need to talk to you about that. I'm going to talk about that outline thing.
Okay.
Phil in Austin says, if you assume the Patriots aren't going to take a corner at 7 and that Golston will probably be gone by then, the Patriots may be in a position to take Dorsey or Cedric Ellis should one of them slide a little. What do you think of them?
Well, Ellis is a USC guy. Tom's theory, draft him.
I think they can both play. Now the question is, can they both play here? And in light of your little thing and the Richard Seymour... behind-the-scenes type stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a half a step more plausible that they draft Richard Seymour's replacement.
I think you're right about the possibilities. You can't rule out the possibility of taking a defensive lineman, like a real defensive lineman, not a hybrid. And there's been a lot of Derek Harvey lately all of a sudden coming up. And I know Mike had something in his blog, I think late last week, where he kind of talked about the kid out of Florida. He's another hybrid guy, Fred, a defensive end, outside linebacker out of Florida. I think a guy like that makes sense because I think that's where the value is. And I think that's what the Patriots are probably going to try to stick with if they get stuck taking this pick. I don't think they want to make the pick, but if they have to, I think that, you know, between Golston and Harvey and some of these other guys, I think that you might get a player that you feel like you can do something with at seven. Whereas, like Dorsey, for example, he's probably an inside guy only. He's probably a Will Fork type. And I think you're set there. And I don't know if you want to have that much money at a position where only one guy's going to be on the field at the same time. You're not going to play Will Fork and Dorsey together unless you change your system.
Let's assume that they're really in love with Golston. Does anyone see them moving up just as a preemptive, you know, move to in case somebody else ahead of them wants to get him?
Operating under the premise that they're in love with Golston, I think they could do that. Now, I don't think they will because I don't think they're going to be in love with anybody enough to do that.
Right.
Despite all his freakish workouts and
but
all that stuff.
The bottom line is they have to be in love with him more than they're in love with almost any player on their roster that's made Pro Bowls and won them Super Bowls.
Right, because that's what it's costing.
I don't know what, say five, everybody says Kansas City would be willing, you know.
Now you're looking at $20 million guaranteed.
Yeah, 20-plus million guaranteed. Because I think you could probably do it relatively cheap on the pick end because maybe Kansas City doesn't want to spend the money. I heard Herm Edwards say they need to add like six starters this offseason between the draft and free agency. So they look at it, you might be able to get a decent deal on moving up. But I just think Bill's like Chris Ferrero when it comes to money. He just balks at big numbers. He's willing to take the 100 gallons of oil and pay a little money. He does the big money scares him. Can't get 150 gallons that I could use the rest of the winter. Only get 100.
I think Bill can pay his
but he can pick up a RoboVac.
Yeah, but he does have a
Roomba.
He wants one.
Guy can't buy oil, but he's buying a Roomba.
Yeah, he's pinching pennies to buy oil, but he's talking about.
And he's pinching pennies, but he can't change his diet to help his high blood pressure. He'll just, I'll just buy the medicine that they gave me. And that costs money.
And he wants to bulk up, he said.
Right, and he wants to eat crappy so he can bulk up. He's got a fight he's training for in UFC in 5 years.
Is that right? Okay. Stripper says sending drinks back. He said when they were over there, we thought our screwdrivers were weak. We sent them back, drank the new ones, headed to Providence for the Foxy Lady. All of a sudden, we were paranoid. We couldn't move when we were afraid to drive back to New Hampshire. Then we started giggling, so I think they spiked our drinks.
You did a great job on that, Fred, I have to say.
Why?
Because Gary printed that, and I actually read it, and there were a couple typos in there. There were some words missing, and you did a very good job reading that.
You'd be surprised at how good I do on these things.
You're right.
I can only imagine what they look like.
The ones that you normally read, and I would be surprised when you read them properly.
I can't really read.
I can't really read.
Andy from Connecticut, do you think the Pats have a chance to land Kaysen in the first, Cliff Avril in the second, and Spencer Larson in the third, or is that too much to hope for?
Well, first of all, Kaysen almost unanimously is not considered a number seven pick.
He's a late first.
So now we're talking about wheeling and dealing to get him. Avril, I think they could get in the second. And I think he might be an interesting player for them, a tweener. So if they could get, I think Goff is interesting as a third-round pick. I think Avril would be interesting as a second-round pick. The question is just the number one, but what are you doing up there?
And if they trade down, the likelihood of them getting more draft picks.
Right, then they might have a couple twos, three, extra threes.
Your chances increase.
I was intrigued by, we had an Ask PFW that said, now that the Falcons have, what do they have, three second-round picks, I believe?
Yeah, I think so.
And it was I believe based on the value chart, it basically works out if they traded those to the Patriots to get number seven. I'd be intrigued by that. I think Bill would be intrigued by that.
I think you'd jump
three
all
second
over
round
that.
Picks in this draft. I think he would, yeah.
Would that qualify as a duh, duh, duh?
It would, Chris Berman. You put him in the corners. You sneak him over the border. Just duh, enough. Duh, duh, just duh, enough.
Duh.
It's terrible how they squashed that.
Todd says, I will trade our first round draft pick for Chad Johnson right now. Then I'll put Fred at middle linebacker and have Paul playing bump and run at corner, and we'll still win 15 games in the 63-45 range. Brady might throw for 70 TDs.
With the belly, I think Paul can bump. It's the run I'm worried about.
I got to tell you right now, you put me at corner and you were not holding anyone to 45 points.
Did you see the latest on Chad Johnson saying, threatening that he would play in the Arena League this year if the Bengals don't trade him?
Now that's funny. And by the way, isn't the NFL a partner of the Arena League?
Isn't
there
sort
some
of.
Like contractual agreement?
They probably have agreement there that you can't get too big or we'll, you know, squash you.
Right.
Probably for things like that. You can't use it as leverage for a player.
Right.
You know, you can't sign a guy, an existing contract player who's trying to use us as leverage.
Let's see. Brian from Honolulu has a new Urban Dictionary word. It's Andy Hart.
Uh-oh.
The definition is when a person is trying to get down to business and a sudden loud, annoying noise interrupts. From the Latin, Andy Hartus interruptus.
That's an Andy Hart.
I don't know what it means.
It means you interrupt all the time.
Do I?
It means you have a big mouth.
Well, I know that.
To go with your big head.
This is what you guys always do. You change my argument and put words in my mouth.
I'm going home.
I don't even remember that.
That voice.
Is that at me?
I don't know.
Probably.
Let's see.
I tend to bring that out of people.
Chris in the Bronx, hi, Fred and the Butthole Surfers. Two guys I forgot to ask about. Josh Johnson, quarterback out of San Diego.
Stinks.
Hated him.
Yeah, didn't like him.
Didn't like him.
No. Didn't like him.
Now we have two gay pens.
Hated him.
And Vernon Golston. Will Golston make it past the Raiders in the Jets? And if so, will the Pats draft him?
His stock is rising.
I don't think he makes it to seven. I don't think he makes it to seven, but we're all in agreement that
if he's there,
we're intrigued.
The last couple months, Andy Hart and the rest of the free football world has fallen in love with Vernon Golston. Now I'm seeing two, you know, one overall. I mean, the guy's on the fast track to a lot of money. Looks like Tarzan. You pay him like that, you better hope he plays like Tarzan.
Really don't like Josh Johnson.
But if you want to look at a kid from San Diego, the quarterback is Kevin O'Connell.
Yes.
San Diego State. He's a kid to keep an eye on.
Although apparently
like
the Patriots did work out Josh
they did.
Johnson.
They did.
But
that most accurately indicates something else.
That most accurately indicates absolutely nothing. And therefore, I'll go with the combine where he could not throw an NFL football. He was throwing Paul Prillo like curveballs, knuckleballs, changeups.
I didn't even
That's
see
Josh
the
Johnson he's talking about, right? Yeah.
I didn't even see the combine, but I saw his tape and there's just not a lot there. There's nothing impressive about it. He doesn't make a lot of traditional drop back in rhythm throws. Throws a lot of deep balls that are just kind of floated up there for grabs. Just didn't like him.
Okay. We'll end the show with
a good
Karen.
Runner, though.
He says again, thanks to Andy for saying my name sounds like a girl. About putting the show on video would be a great idea. It's clearly not that hard to do. Come on, Fred. Get off your ass.
We already have the cameras. It's not even about that.
Strippers gave us Section 5 Arena Football Players, NFL and Arena Football Agreement. They do have an agreement. You can't play. Even suspended players not allowed to play in the Arena League.
That's what I thought.
Goes through G here, all the rules. So
all right, we got to hire him.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
He's like Russell Baxter.
All right, goodbye.
Freddie took a trip over to Bass Pro to meet loyal listener Doug from Blackstone. Let's listen in.
Hey, Gary, Fred, you have any idea what Doug looks like? Bye.
That's a trip to Bass Pro with Fred Kirsch.